we possibly could, and if it meant taking us down to do that outside the season, that might be something we have to do. I mean, from our standpoint, keeping these units at a lower RPM or lower operation is probably a good thing for next year, but eventually, I hope we resolve that gatewell problem and we can get back to full operation and not have these limitations. So, sooner the better. And what I wouldn't want to happen have happen is that we finally resolve the gatewell this year and we still can't run the units at the upper end.
Right.
That's, you know, if it's a year or two out, but still at that point, we'd want to be able to actually run them fully, full range.
Dave?
I guess I'm still a little unclear, Ben. The project is going forward to replace these pipes in Unit 11 right now?
That, I believe, is the plan, and I'll let you know for sure. I don't know why they would, I mean, speaking from a biologist perspective, I don't know why in the world they would not,
right,
while it's down.
Right.
That may tell us something, too, if they're, I don't know what they'd be full of. I mean, there's no calcium levels in the river.
I think they're just
must be rust.
Rusting and deteriorating from time and filling up with, I don't know what, but they, from the one they looked at, they were.
That's where all the museum mud seals are.
Yeah.
See the
mussels. That's what we can look forward to.
Red lights and sirens.
So I guess the other thing I'm kind of interested in is, if you were going to do one unit, what length of time was needed? I don't know if you mentioned that or not.
I don't know, Dave, but that's what I'm going to try and find out, so
okay,
we can kind of figure out if this is not something we want to add to each unit as an overhaul thing, but more something we want to tackle proactively, how long it would take.
Yeah, okay.
We need to find out what we got going on here first. I mean, if it's, I don't know if these could be, can they be flushed out?
I don't think so.
So they could be full of cabricular or something like that, which is possible.
I'll let you know, but from what the mechanics have told me, they were in need of replacement.
Sounds like old rusty pipe.
Yeah, but half of the diameter?
Oh,
rust doesn't do that.
Well, all these things are put in, what, 70, so...
Yeah,
well,
right.
It could be that. Just a side note on this, bad joke about zebra mussels, but this is the place that when you talk about where mussels would impact the project, it's the cooling water that gets people very concerned.
Take a look and find out what you have.
Okay.
Interesting.
So how many hundreds of feet does this pipe go?
Oh, gosh. It's probably plumb throughout the plant.
Oh. Yeah, I don't have a clue.
Oh,
I really don't.
Wow.
It's big time.
It's not just a little pipe
that runs
through.
It's not just a little pipe.
Most projects, you can tell which units are on because of the water pouring out when you look at the front of the powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's the exit of the cooling water.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that little stream.
So it goes all the way from the scroll. The pipe goes all the way from the scroll case and exits there at the front of the powerhouse.
But there's multiple pipes going to the unit.
Yeah, there'll be multiple pipes going around. They're distributed throughout the plant.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, thank you.
4.4, the Dalles early outage of the East Fishway. Who's covering this thing? Tammy's up.
There's the request.
Is that it?
It's all there in front of you. You can look at the number of fish that will potentially be impacted. You'll just say no?
No reason, just no.
Hell no.
Why? Because I can't.
Well, okay, since you asked.
What a lead-in.
What bothers me is that, you know, when we ask for these outage extensions, it's because we're installing something, new fishways, large changes, or there's an emergency. But in this case, it's just maintenance. If we have a season, the projects need to stick within those seasons, unless there's really something, you know, large scale. And just user greetings, that's not enough. And the fact that there's other things going on, I know, but that's, you know, need more people.
Mm-hmm.
This has come up before. And in the past, when these kind of issues have come up, we've said no.
Well, that's because you don't understand construction.
I understand maintenance.
Maintenance.
Very good.
Yeah.
I don't understand maintenance.
You remember that email?
You're not qualified.
How long are you not qualified? What email?
So this is a little
The
A.
John Day comment.
Sonny, I just remember that email.
A little A.
How long does it understand me?
Well, that's what I figured you would say.
And what else can we say? We have seasons that are set up for specific purposes. I mean, that's the season for doing those things.
Different.
If we have too many things to do, then we need more people in the floor to do them.
So reach into that pot of extra money.
This will become more and more of a problem as the projects age. I mean,
but there's still a season that has to be.
But I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying I'm agreeing with you.
A few days. A few days. That sounds like something you can cover with workforce. Do a little extra workload like that. I mean, what's a few days buying us?
I asked that question, and originally the project had requested from Cordy a week, and he talked them down to a day and a half, more or less.
I thought this was 3 days, 28th.
I thought it was.
All right, the Orifice. You go to Orifice World first, so yeah.
It's not the days that's the issue, I think. To me, it's just that this isn't a reason why we would extend it in one week.
Well, I agree with what Barry's saying in principle. I guess I would be a little more open to hearing why we really would have to do it just because of time and manpower limitations. I think ultimately you would expect some flexibility for the Corps to shift things around and get things done, but I know realities don't look that way sometimes. What would have helped me a little more, Tammy, was you provided some counts here, but what would have been more useful, I think, was to have the ladder counts to see what's exactly going up each ladder.
What are these counts?
One more.
I mean, it's not a make or break thing right now. It just would have been more useful.
Yeah,
to have
no, you're right. That would be
the information.
Could we ask them?
Ladder counts.
What are these?
Yeah, what are these?
These are total passage counts.
Oh, this project counts.
You mean ladder split?
Ladder split. Yeah. Oh, well, that's what I meant.
Split.
Yeah. Ladder split.
I knew what you meant.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, it's going to be okay.
For those of us that don't instantly know,
that time of the year, given the operation, very unlikely to have any official numbers.
Okay, well,
that's a thing at all.
Yeah, I don't instantly know that. So
you do.
That's why I'm here.
So you will have to today.
Okay.
For a day, then that's fine.
Yeah.
What did you say, Tom?
For this one?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm unconvinced. For the most part, I need to see some more. I need to see a stronger justification other than we got a lot of work to do.
I don't know that you will get a stronger justification. So
I mean, think as an example, like, hey, we got to do this, this, and this. We don't think we have enough time, or we can't even the double cruise. We couldn't get it. I mean, show us that you've turned some stones over, that kind of stuff, saying, hey, you know, the double crew, we can't do it.
That they've done due diligence to get it done in that time frame.
I mean, if you show me that you've done that kind of stuff, then I'm all willing to listen to you. But, I mean, right now, just hearing that you've got a lot of extra work to do this year, just that's the same excuse I give my wife, and it doesn't seem to be going too well in my house, so I'm going to pass on that same kind of phone I get.
Let me tell you, I'm going to get home. Figure we can't complete it.
Especially now his wife works for the Corps.
I know. If I can't sell to my wife,
no one will sell to me. This in February.
Yeah. So we will get some more information and update this coordination form.
I think it's good. A slippery slope. I'm not stepping on it.
Well, I know, and I agree with Gary's perspective on that.
Well, it's the opportunity to, instead of just saying no, to actually provide the more information.
Okay.
Unless you know something I don't know.
She always knows something you don't know.
Yeah.
Speaking to the mic.
No.
Speaking to the mic, Miss Mackey.
So,
Right now, the recommendation from FPOM is they would like to get some more information before they make a decision. If they can't provide better justification, then the answer is no. Start, keep it within.
And the answer may still be no.
Right, the answer still may be no. Or I could say the answer is no unless you can provide better justification. How's that sound?
Convincing.
Convincing. I don't know what their maintenance schedule is right now, so I can't speak.
Define convincing.
Yeah. Dave, did you need something?
Well, I'm just
compelling.
Information would help me understand the process a little better.
Consensual.
The winter maintenance period is in the new fiscal year. So, theoretically, there's no budget yet based on where we're standing right now. Everybody's expecting a rollover budget. So they must be projecting based solely on the time that it would take to do this and the number of people they have available.
Right. So,
I guess my question is, if they had, not necessarily unlimited money, but if money were not necessarily a problem to bring on extra people to get the work done, is the Corps process-wise set up to do that at this stage of the fiscal year?
No.
Okay, so what happens then in the future as these things become more common, as these projects get older, the project is going to have to say, okay, we've got X number of man hours, person hours, however you want to be politically correct, to get work done. Mm-hmm. And right now you've given us a list of this much. Tell us what's important. Prioritize things. Or get us more money. We're going to need that in the future, then, is what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yep.
I can't argue with that. I mean, we have to prioritize our maintenance, and a lot of
good
times
point.
Some of that prioritized maintenance gets deferred year after year.
Well, I understand we do that already.
And we have a shrinking budget, not expanding, so there won't be a whole slew of hiring going on.
But likely an expanding need base.
And a lot of these are going to affect specific fish passage
structures,
things, and that's what needs to be brought to the table.
Yeah.
I'm hearing you.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay.
Very well expressed.
So the answer is no for now until it's clarified and convincing.
Compelling.
Prevented in area.
Compelling.
Okay. If it's compelling, then you will reconsider, but for now, no.
Right now, the jury is not convinced.
Okay.
Jury's out.
No,
not out.
The jury's not out.
That side of the table.
Four angry men.
Over there, please.
Side.
Going down that road.
The jury's not out.
I'm sleeping with the enemy.
All right. Moving on to 4.5.
About to convict.
John Day, Line 1 outage in October.
I love this one.
That's the easy one because that's only confirmation of the previous coordination which was proposed for August. And it was, I guess Gary suggested a compromise for October. The only addition to it is now that as a prerequisite this time of year, I think it needs to overlap with main unit 2, but I don't think that's that big of a deal. Which is, what I mean, main unit 2 needs to go out of service one
on
week.
Yeah, on the 4th. And I responded to Tammy on that. And I was being cooperative there.
Okay.
But I wasn't being cooperative with the Dells. You
so
can,
we
you
have
can put that in the record.
It's already there.
It's already there.
There's a long story.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're being cooperative, but were you being consensual?
That one didn't come up.
Okay.
But we could bring it up.
We do that at division.
There's a process
that's a lot more interesting.
Who was that? The person who...
That would have been the chief of maintenance.
Yeah, John Day?
Yeah.
She didn't seem to think we were cooperative.
Cooperative.
It's true, because she wasn't getting her way.
Yes, now the chief of maintenance at John Day has taken a job in Walla Walla, and I don't know what position it is, chief of maintenance.
She's the chief. Oh my gosh. She's the top one.
Ah, chief of maintenance and engineering in the Walla Walla, the entire district.
That's 14 level.
What was her name?
Kimberly Oldham.
Kimberly.
Oh. Yeah, right.
And she'll be starting up there soon.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that. Yeah.
Thank you for telling me that.
I assume we can expect Walla Walla to become more cooperative.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would hope so, but
It's very nice.
Mira,
thank you, Mira.
Takes no for an answer.
Notice that.
Uh-oh.
She's got a bit of bulldog action.
Dave?
A couple of quick comments, I guess. If Gary is fairly satisfied, I'm not going to get down in the weeds on this. I'll go with his recommendation. But as a general comment for the future, I guess I find very frustrating where you have a paragraph that says expected impacts on fish passage. Impact on juvenile migration should be relatively small since juvenile migration typically occurs 31 August and begins to taper off. Okay. To me, that's kind of meaningless.
I had the fish counts for the adults on this one, and it's
not the
not
kind of thing I would want to see in there.
Yeah.
But the reality is that one unit outage out of those four will not affect that at all significantly. So,
yeah. I mean, that's just a qualitative statement.
Right. I don't know if you saw the whole email trail, but I put one out there that requested that kind of information that you wanted to see. Said when you have these kind of requests, you need to quantify it.
Yeah.
As it states in the fish passage plan, when you have a coordination memo, you. Right. So, once again, I'm taking the show on the road. And.
And I think we.
Well, just have to talk to that bio that's up there, John Day.
Too easily, we tend to dismiss the later part of the run, and the later part of the run tend to be more of the listed wild fish, and it doesn't set right.
They're the ones that return all those things. Of course, yeah. But the reality is one unit outage out of the four.
Right.
That's the real issue, and probably has little effect hydraulically on the outfall. So that's what I would say is justification for this.
Yeah, and you could put that kind of reasoning also in the expected impact part of it. But just to say that is.
If we're talking about the impact on adults, right?
No, juveniles were the main real concern is having good flow, flushing flow. Yeah,
the GBS.
You've got three units out of the four that are going to be on, so I don't see an impact there. If you were taking four of them off, then that's the problem.
Right.
Yeah, as far as adults go.
Well, the juvenile numbers really dropped to the point that it's hard to be, qualitative about it after the September 15th.
Quantity.
I understand there's certain limits.
He's making a qualitative argument, not a quantitative.
Right.
It's
qualitative. Textually, you're very correct.
So, Gary, you're okay with this?
Zip it.
Dave,
move on.
You're okay.
No objection.
Okay. Rick? Rick's consensual.
I give you a thumbs up.
I'm not saying that.
Okay, Rick. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. 4.6, which is not on your agenda, but we added it as McNary fish pump stop logs. Greg.
The stop logs and the fish pumps up and down the river generally. Some are left behind there in the pumps, especially at McNary, I guess, to get a little buffer from having the debris come into the chambers there. But McNary wants to do some work on the stop logs. In fact, they want to refurbish them entirely. And so they've got the stop logs that are already out of the water, available, but they want to get the remaining ones out of the chambers right now so they can ship it off. They want to do this soon, like tomorrow or early next week, to get this done and send them off. The operation they say they're going to be doing here again will still have gravity flow down the ladder. It's the Oregon side. 1,000 CFS will be open. And if they were to do this project, it would take close to about 4 hours long to do, he estimates. Because what they'll have to do is close off a chamber or isolate one of the pumps out of the way, the adjacent pump. Let's say they're going to pull out number one. They've got to shut off number two also at the same time. Pull those logs out and then go ahead and shut off number two and then also probably number three to get to the other logs too at the same time. It's going to take a little time to bring the operator down, shutting it off, on and off, that type of situation. That's for the length of time. unless there's another plan that we can come up with where they can actually shut all three pumps off at the same time and remove the logs at one time, and that probably a lot less time involved in that entirely. So those are the two points on when they're, how they're going to be actually removing that thing. But, you know, the length of time at the most would be about 4 hours for removal of these logs. If we do it in some other plan, otherwise, definitely the time out will be minimized. Flows, get, you know, the ladder's going to be open. We'd like to do this in the afternoon also.
When was this
date? What was that?
When do they want to do it?
They want to, well, his first date says the 12th, tomorrow.
That's today.
What's today? This afternoon.
It's done.
No, they don't have it. are they he can't do right that. Now? He can't. No, he's waiting for an okay because his alternative date is next week to get this done.
All right, so it's next week right now. So
yeah, next it's week. Definitely next week.
This is something that's an emergency?
Okay, if they don't do the stop logs, okay, they'll still remain in place. Stop logs, they need to close off the chambers to inspect the pumps this winter. Maintenance on the pumps will not be performed. Two, the lower end of the fish ladder will not be dewatered for inspection this winter.
My concern is why are we learning about this the day of, not 2 weeks, like, you know,
yes,
this like is a maintenance thing, this is, yeah, we know they're bad. Mm-hmm. We've been knowing, probably knew they were bad for the last 5 years, so why all of a sudden?
Refer to previous discussion.
Yeah,
very good.
To the road show.
Yeah. No,
it's a good point.
I share that frustration. Yeah. I was.
Yeah.
So in full disclosure, I got this coordination form
last night.
Yesterday evening. It was the first time I'd learned of this issue. So I'm not thrilled with how this whole thing. We need to extend the road show to Walla Walla. Is the point?
It's a good idea.
But now we're in a situation where we have a stop log at each of these pumps that if we don't get them out, then we're not going to be able to dewater and inspect the fish pumps this winter.
Explain that, because if...
It's just, it amazes me that we are all of a sudden there,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
These are things that deteriorate
when,
over
you
time.
Dewater, aren't you shutting down these pumps?
Yeah, okay. Let's you know, what's... You're going to have to shut down everything. So you're down to gravity flow, 100 CFS,
right,
on the Oregon Shore Ladder for 4 hours. That's what you're going to have to. You can't run one pump and
right,
and keep one pump's flow going?
That was mentioned that we could probably keep one pump running until, you know, we get to that.
But that extends the overall length of time?
But it'd be a longer period of time because when you shut one pump off, you've got to bring down the operator for switching on and off. You know, that type of situation.
We're going to do that anyway. So.
Yeah, we got to do it anyway. So that's going to be a little bit longer period of time to do it. Brad seems to think that if we can shut them all off at the same time, it may most likely have less time involved.
So what time of day?
I was just going to ask. This probably can't be done at night, can it?
No, it can't be done at night because you're going to have to use a crane to pick up these things. Pick up them, you know, just put a lifting beam in the stop log slot and pull it out. You know, it is
the reason
a crane.
That you can't do this when you shut down the whole ladder is that they need to be sent out to be refurbished and you won't have them available.
That's the point.
That's true.
So, but they've already got some refurbished?
No, they
could
not.
Have some refurbished where they could put in refurbished ones.
They'll take one shipment of logs to stop log to get them refurbished. They haven't been in there yet to get
so why not send the ones that are available in
that are out right now?
Well, just the upper ones are out. The lower ones are still in place.
But they're different then? Is the upper ones are different than the lower ones? What do you
probably not?
I guess I'm trying to get at the point.
I don't know.
You could have logs available that have been
there's an upper set and probably a lower set of logs.
Can we get? Is this something that we can get a spare set of logs? For the future, to not run into this sort of problem, if you have a, then you just refurbish.
Well,
as you go, you know, you just cycle through,
set.
And you always have.
I don't think I've gotten
place.
Clarification on why this can't. You can't ship the logs out that you have to get them refurbished so that they could be put in when you do bring the whole ladder down.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
And then when you get those logs that are in there out, send them in for refurbishing.
Right.
It's either because one, the stop lug's below, they maybe they're different size, different shape or something like that. They're designed to stay in for a little bit longer period of time. The upper set of lugs may be different type entirely than the lower set of lugs.
But you need to close the hole.
You need to close the entire thing.
You may need to put all the lugs.
Yeah, you've got to put the whole lugs in to close this thing off.
And sounds like there's no extras.
No. If they had extras, they could do it during the winter maintenance season because you could go in and just get it started that way. You put your spares in and then you send the others off to get refurbished and then you just cycle through.
It's a good idea. I mean, it gets back to what Bern had said a little while ago, which is decreasing O&M dollars available, increasing need for those resources. I don't know the cost of new logs, but
decreasing O&M costs can't be sustained. That's something that's got to be dealt with by this region, by the Corps, by everybody eventually. And we're just going to have there's a train wreck, a huge one. And that's our responsibility here too. I think we keep shouting.
Yeah.
We just keep accommodating. What I see is we just keep accommodating by squeezing the fish side of this thing a little bit more, shorter fish seasons, longer winter maintenance seasons, more and more outages. That's incrementally could be a problem, or will be a problem at some point. That's not what we consulted on.
So let's digress. Let's finish this.
Dark clouds.
So, I guess the point is, this is unsettling to me. I'm not thrilled with how this went down.
Doesn't seem there's a way around it.
But now here's the situation that we have, which is we can take them out this week, result in the fish pumps being shut down for up to 4 hours. We can get the logs out. So that this winter we can go in and dewater and do the necessary maintenance on the pumps. If we don't take these out now, we will not be able to fully seal off the pumps so that the maintenance work can occur.
Let's move beyond that. You got to do that. So do it.
So can we get concurrence on that and then beat us up on the process? Because I fully agree with you. This is not
here again, sitting here talking about it again down the road. I can see it already.
Talking at this level isn't doing any good. You know, it's not getting the right attention.
It's got to be moved up.
It's got to be moved up.
Well, that's where if you start saying no to these extensions, then eventually it's going to get moved up because you guys will say we got to do it, and we'll say no, you can't, and that's going to get it moved up to the next level. That's maybe what's going to have to happen. Get attention. And the more train wrecks that happen, the more attention it's going to get. I'll go down that road. I'm not afraid of it. You know that. So,
I mean, this is... Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go too far down this digression. But it's certain...
And if you heard about this 2 weeks ago, it still would be the same
It's
problem.
Not a digression, yeah. It's
yeah, but I mean, this is a nationwide problem on how we're maintaining our infrastructure. It's way bigger than the... You know, McNary Dam, it's way bigger than Walla Walla District, Portland District. It's way bigger than even the Corps of Engineers.
But us sitting here nodding our heads,
we're not letting you off on that.
Isn't
that
our
Come on, you do better than that.
What else you got? I said compel him.
I need a big head.
Bern can dance.
I need a big head.
Okay, so what I heard here is one thing did get resolved to my satisfaction. That's whether or not the stop logs that are above.
The configuration of the stop logs.
Reconfigure those stop logs to get this work done in the winter maintenance.
Okay.
That I didn't hear that resolved to my satisfaction. You weren't sure, Greg. Whether
I'm not sure.
I guess I'd talk to Brad and see if that's possible. If not, then you got to get it done if possible.
Do you need to reconfigure them or just have a backup set for these bottoms?
Brad's retiring, so he's probably going to be like, Fredericks.
That's a good point. He's got a good
despite.
No. It is a good point on seeing if we can get additional set of logs, and I know that
it's cheap.
Yeah. That's something that I have talked about with the project in the past.
Yeah,
I need to check in to see where we're at with that discussion.
How well? I guess How often do these need to be refurbished? Is it once a year or is it once every 20 years?
Well, that's the thing. It's probably once every 20 years and we're right there.
Okay.
You know, these I don't remember.
It bothers me that it's suddenly an
innocent thing. Yeah, we've had lots of warning on that. I mean,
So, yeah, buying extra stop locks doesn't seem like a reasonable solution
at this point.
It's once in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it just needs much better planning and coordination.
Roadshow.
Okay. So can we take these logs out next week?
I'll get back.
Resolve Rick's question first.
Rick's or Rick's?
No, Rick's.
Mr. Rick's. Okay, Rick. Okay. And if the answer to the question is no, they have to be put in sequentially, and we can't. We need these logs out and refurbished in order to dewater.
Then we'll have to have a conference call, and we can go all through this again.
So I got it. And part of that question is,
you would
but Bradley
should be on the call.
And part of that question would be, you know, if they can send out some logs now and get them refurbished and then have them available, do they have to be refurbished in order to close the ladder down, or are they functional enough to be used to close the ladder down, and then the ones that don't get refurbished now can be sent out to be refurbished after the
My understanding is that they are not functional. They cannot seal off.
Okay.
Well, in their seal. Yeah.
Okay.
Because every time they...
Well, keep trying.
So, we're back to...
Okay, so then what's the analysis on fish impacts?
If no. Analysis of fish impact. You want to see that? Quoting from Brad.
You're telling people that they need that, and now you're saying you don't need it? What's going on here? How many fish are passing? What's the steelhead count? What's the
670 fish.
I go back 15 years.
Do you have a motion up there yet?
Just declare the fish pump maintenance an emergency.
How about we just both
all goes away. It's an emergency operation.
The dancing bears?
Yeah, we don't want them going. That's
so you really need to stop these meetings at noon.
You really don't want to get them fed.
All right, so yeah. I guess we'll have a conference call once we have a better idea of
definitely when if
of
these logs
the order of refurbishing and
really what is the count, what is the impact expected to be? You guys know that's the question.
I know, and I didn't. I got this. I should. Five hours.
What were you doing with your right hand while you're driving?
You don't want to do it.
His right hand was driving.
What's the consensual?
There's a reason why he giggles so much at the sexual. It's a consensual right hand. I mean, come on.
That blackberry is pretty worn out.
Wow.
Would you like
those
to
keys are just
comments provided by.
So Greg will send out an email on
no, I'll talk to him
and then Monday.
Yeah.
Barry Espenson, are you on the line?
Greg will send out an email on Monday with a revised change form with updated
information needed.
Information and split out counts specific to the Oregon ladder.
That should be easy.
Yeah.
See where we're at just for this year. And I don't know. I've been looking at the Dells a lot, but I haven't looked at Granite.
Yeah.
I don't know if Fisher.
So
you're getting by.
So, yeah,
okay.
Actually,
we can split them out.
If you can get that out tomorrow so that we can have our conference call on Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, if this all comes back as no, you got to do it. I just don't see any other option for this year.
Then the advice would be to do it during the lowest...
Mm-hmm.
Part of the day they run.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
That's in the middle of the night, right?
About 7 o'clock at night, I think.
Yeah.
So, Greg pulled together fish counts through Oregon ladder by hour.
By hour?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't know if we have that.
By minute.
Well, we'll
at least daily day. For the next
we have
couple of weeks.
We have. We already have a graph of.
They don't need by the hour. Yeah. We have that.
Yeah,
that's already done. Right now, we want to know is the magnitude, but does it change anything? I mean, you need to do that, but I'm not sure it's going to.
What do we have
much.
The hourly?
Yeah,
it's on the website.
Yeah,
hourly.
The diurnal passage, the graphs. You can see when peak passages and when.
Yeah, it's not the daily, not. Instantaneous hourly, but just the seasonal.
Yeah, the seasonal. Okay.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
That's all there.
Okay, that'll be fun.
so you're gonna have a conference call.
Okay. So what's next?
So we'll send out an email, hopefully tomorrow, with updated information.
Yeah,
and we can hopefully people can respond by noon on Monday. If not, we'll have a conference call.
You know where we're going to be.
Well, I'm going to be.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to be up in Walla Walla. So
just walk down, Dave.
Walk down to the meeting and ask us.
Okay.
Are you not going to be at the AFEP meeting?
I probably will.
Now.
Now.
No, I will.
Are you not going to be in?
No, I'll be there. I have a congressional tour to lead for a little while on Monday.
Ooh. Breaking out your tie.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have a lot of congressional aides coming through there.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know. Too many.
They find their way all the way to Walla Walla.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it is.
Is it a consensual congressional meeting?
That's the only kind we have.
Walla Walla, the friendly.
That's why they keep coming back. All right. Number five.
Move this thing down. Before we go on to five, there's a change request here regarding the slow roll at Bonneville.
That's an FPP change form.
Oh, so have we dealt with those?
And those are later in the agenda.
Okay. Are we not on number five now?
Later on. I'll hold my tongue then.
Okay, thank you.
Stay on the line, Ben.
Still here.
Bonneville, Powerhouse 2, deck gantry crane.
Steven, are you still on the phone?
I survived.
Oh, yes. Thank God.
You're doing better than us.
Yeah, at least one has.
All right, so you will all hopefully remember Gantry 7 is slated for coming out of service next April, and that will continue through till November.
Good timing, yes.
The goal is October 28th, November 1st to have it back in service.
Of which years?
Next year.
2011.
It's been out for almost a whole year.
Yeah, the entire.
So October 10 through November.
No. April.
Oh, April.
April through
October 2011.
If you can
fish
think
passage.
Of, yeah, if you can find the fish passage season, that's when it turns out.
Why is it coming out in that time period?
So there was a reason for it coming out in that time period because the gantry would be in service to put in the fish screens. The gantry doesn't put in ties. The fish screens, and then it would be back in service in time to pull fish screens for winter maintenance.
Unless there's an emergency.
Right. So the tie crane is back, and according to the project, it can clean the VVSs, it can remove and install the STSs in theory, but it cannot rake units, nor will it be able to work on the head gates.
So this is a change. They can clean VVSs up to 20 miles an hour?
That's what the project told me.
Not 15. It seems to be a moving target.
It's the email that I got.
Yeah, I remember it was even
VVSs
lower.
STSs or just 15?
VVSs.
I can understand maybe a heavier thing like an STS, but even the VVS? Are they sure?
Ben?
What's the question?
I don't know. It says now the 20 miles an hour is the limit for cleaning VVSs, but it was 15. Right?
Well, I believe what the rule is that at 15 they can't pick up anything that acts as a sail, which would be the VVSs, and at 20 they can't. Above 20 they can't do anything with it.
So at 20 they can pick it up.
Well, they can clean in the slot. They just don't pull them out of the slot.
You can close it off and have the debris go back in the slot.
Just like a gantry crane.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, that doesn't help.
Yeah, that doesn't do much.
Well, unless you pull the back thing, and then you.
Well, you don't have the back thing, and you let it run for a few minutes. It goes through, but. Mm-hmm.
But then you dump
the back
screen.
Thing?
Back screen.
Oh. If you don't put the back screen in.
Screen in.
But it gets dogged off, and then you just put the crane on the front screen and lift it.
But that's not, I mean, the problem there is that's standard maintenance, not 1.1 foot head maintenance. I mean, we don't want to always run these things up to the top of the head loss before we clean them. And we don't, I mean, there is some maintenance of VVSs anyway, cleaning, right? We go through and clean them on a regular basis.
Twice.
And I don't want to have to pull the back screen every time we clean the VVSs. If the wind's blowing, which it almost always is.
Which is what you would, what we did this year. I mean, because the gantry crane, once we got to a point where it was too much, we didn't put in the back screen. So the tie crane can act as a gantry crane in that respect. If the wind isn't blowing, it can act as the normal tie crane and do what it needs to
do. Most of the time, if the wind's 15, or it seems to be. So...
Rick has a question.
So, I'm a little curious about, it can't deal with the head gates?
They're heavy.
Right,
they're heavy, but don't you have to be able to turn off the turbines, put in the head gates or something within...
Runaway
units? What?
Powerhouse 2 has hydraulic head gates, so the head gate, the work on the head gates here is rehab of the head gates. So they're pulling
so
them
they're
out.
They're operable
and
as far as closing off the...
That's true. Okay. Yes, you're right.
You can't pull them out.
Okay.
Yeah, we won't be able to pull them out and continue our head gate rehab without
the gantry
crane. Unless they get a mobile crane to do it. So the technical lead is on the phone if you have any specific questions as far as scheduling or what...
There doesn't seem to be any choice in the gantry crane. You've got more time there than a winter... In a winter maintenance period of time to get it done. And you need more than 3 months, right?
Correct. You need 7 months is our best case analysis of what it will take. We're completely removing all electrical and mechanical equipment. And so we believe we can do the work in 7 months, but we don't believe we could meet the 3 month window.
You just can't drive this thing off and bring a shiny new gantry off of the lot.
An 80-ton gets a little carried away doing that.
Well, I think John Day tried it.
Yeah. There's just a coaster.
Maybe we learned from that one.
Did we learn?
Well, then that's not the issue.
Don't tie to the gate rail.
So I don't see the issue is not what to do about the gantry. It's what to do about the fish passage structures and what kind of cranes we can get a hold of to do the work for us, besides the tie crane. So,
I don't think you can. A tie crane is the best you can get.
What about a mobile?
Mobile crane, yeah.
I don't know. What can you put? What kind of load can you put on a mobile crane, and what wind restrictions? Same thing, or?
You can get bigger. It's about $100,000 for mobilization on a bigger mobile crane. So you could get a crane big enough, but do you really want to be handling fish screens in winds above 20 miles an hour anyway? I mean.
Right.
Well, I think we're talking about 15. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. The problem is that I see is the need to pull the back screen on those VVSs and pass fish down through the turbine units. If that has to happen every time we clean the VVSs, I guess maybe you just have to watch the wind for routine maintenance.
And be aggressive about when there's no wind, going ahead and cleaning as much as possible.
Right,
yeah.
It might mean working late hours because it's usually less windy early and late than it is in the middle of the day. It's just the way the gorge is.
Right.
So we may have to, for a year, think about alternative scheduling for that. But I'd like to.
I think that's going to be really difficult.
Oh, it is?
Well, I mean, you're not going to be able to predict it, so trying to get guys scheduled so they're working evenings instead of days and then having it be windy still, I mean, I just don't see you being able to do that very successfully.
I think what he's referring to, Ben, is you have your maintenance scheduled and you're like, well, it's scheduled to be in a couple of days, but it's pretty calm right now. Let's go get it tackled and shift our maintenance schedule this week, something like that.
Oh, yeah, no, I think when it's something that casual, we could certainly accommodate, but when it's something like cleaning, when we're doing it every day in heavy debris times, it's not an option.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about that.
He's talking about routine.
The routine. Okay. I just don't want to see us have to pull the back screens on for every routine DBS cleaning exercise because the wind's blowing. That's the whole issue of trying to get away from that down the road.
So how would having the gantry crane make that any different? What does the gantry crane do that allows us to...
Under routine conditions, when you're not pressed for time for getting those screens cleaned due to debris loading, you could put in the back screen and then pull up the front screen and spray it off. Problem with that is you're dropping all the debris back into the gate well, and it will hopefully suck onto the back screen, which you will then pull out and move down to the next one. Or you could dip gate wells and not use any screen and pull up the BBS and clean it.
Yeah, but you do that with both the tie or the gantry.
I don't know if the tie crane can use the dipping basket.
So, is this wind a problem even if you're using the gantry crane?
Yes, there are still wind restrictions on the gantry crane. That's I believe they're actually a little bit higher on the gantry. Okay. I think that's where the 20-mile-an-hour restriction comes into play.
Okay, thanks.
But something to keep in mind is when we use the gantry and use the backer screen, we can do 3 units in an entire day.
Yeah, it's easier and faster.
No, slower.
Oh, with the gantry?
With the gantry, because you can't pull the backer screen all the way out, you have to split it in half. You have to do that for every slot.
Oh, that's right. We had
it's
to do that because we didn't have the tie.
It's actually not a nightmare. It's just super slow.
Okay. All right.
I got to see this tie crane.
So the gantry crane you can use a little bit higher wind, but it's slower. Tie crane, less wind, or more restrictive with the wind.
Right, and it's faster.
But it's faster.
And you bring it over the four-bay power wash it.
Okay.
So I think we've kind of maxed out what we can do about screen cleaning.
Okay.
It's just that how do we change that gate well environment through some kind of changes down the road? I mean, we're really not going to change anything with cranes. For cleaning, we're talking cleaning. As far as this outage, it is what it is.
No, that's the... But you're going to have to do the gantry. I mean, there's a lot of issues here. It isn't just cleaning BBSs. It's going to be the corn collector. If we don't get the... Is that one of the next items in here somewhere?
It's about...
But, yeah, that's... Without the hoist for the corn collector, we're going to have problems with that, too, just like we had this year. With wind. The wind problem.
So until we get a different configuration for if we do anything with the gate wells, that's not going to change.
We're stuck with this.
We are.
Okay.
At least that's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah, I don't think the wind's going to stop.
Boy, that's going to be tough.
The other thing is we might ask, where are they measuring the wind? Are they measuring the wind where they're working, or is it some...
In the tie crane.
In the tie crane. It's in the tie crane, so it's right there.
Yep.
On it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a different issue. As far as this issue goes, we don't have a choice. It's got to be done.
You're doing what you're doing.
So you're doing what you're doing. And how we deal with maintenance is going to have to be, I think it's going to be a continuing discussion.
Yep. You don't like the screens anyways. You just pull them out.
Well, yeah. I'm thinking about plan. That, Tom. You were so right 20 years ago.
I know. Little do we know.
Or 16 years ago, whatever it was.
That's
great. All right. That's it against that bypass.
I think we're done.
Okay.
Maybe he's right.
Okay.
Just can't maintain it. Well, thanks for that extra time to clarify things. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye.
Good luck.
Okay. We're moving on to number 6. I think Ben is still up with Bonneville Spillway Repair Pit date change.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So... You guys gave them until 31st of August to get their loud work completed that was within 50 feet of the fishway.
Mm-hmm.
They came back, they being district folks, and said that they, from the contractor, have been told their sub couldn't be here to accomplish the work. For whatever reason, I don't even know what the excuse was, but basically the Corps did not want to come back and request an extension, so they informed them that do what you can do up until August 31st, and then you're at the, you know, the whim of FPOM to be able to say when you're able to come back and complete the work, which will be continued loud work. So basically, they're just asking, after the 31st, when will they be allowed to come back and do the remainder of that work?
And actually, they're not really requesting anything sooner than when fish counts drop below less than 1,000 fish per day.
At Bonneville?
At Bonneville.
The whole, because I mean, because obviously there's no fish in the water right where they're working, I'd be more willing to give them some slack there. But
how are you going to break out Cascades Island?
I'm just saying, how many go through Cascades Island? That's what I'm saying.
I know, but typically it's 1,000 fish per day.
This is within 50 feet of the...
It's within 50 feet of the fishway.
Well, there's a window there.
Didn't count. It might get a little wet, but...
You guys bought up a project by us complete ships.
Put a video camera down there and count it.
Hear that, Ben?
No, I think I didn't, but...
I think I didn't. You don't want to go on that count stage.
You have to compete with the spiders for the count window at Cascade Island.
Oh, fantastic.
Though 1,000 fish by project is more restrictive than just 1,000 fish at Cascades Island.
You didn't say anything about 1,000 fish.
I know, I wasn't saying
it. I thought I heard zero.
I was saying, yeah.
This is Amy Gibbons, the project manager. Sorry, somebody walked in. Well, this came up. I heard someone say that we were planning on working until the 31st, and actually my direction to the contractor was to not go into the extension that we got if it wasn't going to buy us anything. So as far as I know, right now they're going to do some noisy work through today, and that'll be it. So they're not actually going into the extension that you guys gave us earlier.
Okay. Well, that 1,000 fish a day, once we get into that time of the spills off. Yeah. So Cascade Island ladder passage is pretty non-consequential, I think, so I don't see a problem with that. Despite giving everybody a bad time about it.
That's nothing.
It's just getting down to that time of the day where we have to give it ready.
So put your real problem at the end of the day.
Exactly. You gotta do that. I did.
Okay.
So you're okay with the 1,000 fish per day?
Yes.
Okay.
So are we looking at the third week of October then?
It's just
we can schedule for that time, and if there are more than 1,000 fish passing, then we'll have to...
Come back and talk to us.
Okay.
Amy, it typically happens around October 25th, that the fish counts drop below 1,000.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and tell the contractor for now we can... tentatively scheduled to start work on the 26th. If that's a weekday.
What did you see in what did we see in 2001?
I know that was included in the analysis I did for the Bradford Island cleanup, and it was still towards that last week of October.
Even with a huge run. Okay.
All right.
Done and done.
Everyone agreed with that?
Yes.
I'll give you a big one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Agenda item 7, Bonneville 4 Bay Survey. Is Ben?
Who is
this? Alright, so this one, if you look at the second paragraph under there, you guys had asked if they could do the work at night, and they cannot due to safety. They can do it in late September. What they're requesting is the AWSs for Bradford Island, Cascades Island, and then the Washington Shore exit be throttled or closed for about... They're requesting up to an hour at the most, but the project has suggested that they can have an operator on site close the valve, and that will be the human clearance card rather than hanging all the clearances and walking that. Yeah. And then as soon as they're done, the surveyors are done shooting that area, they can let the operator know and they'll open it right back up. So you're not looking at any extended outage. It'd be like a 15 to maybe 45 minute outage depending upon
about an hour.
The area. Yeah, about an hour. So So that would be the...
Can we pick the time of day?
Not at night.
Not
it's
at
the time
night.
Of day.
Well, can't do it at night.
It's a day.
24 hours in a day.
It's a day. Okay, it should say daylight. I was wondering, so Gary, what is that?
Do you want to provide recommendation? Are we happy with that?
I just decided to do it. Don't do it early morning.
Yeah.
That's it. It's up after.
Where are we talking? P2 or P1?
That's after 11 or noon. Do it then.
How about we do it after 12 o'clock?
Yeah, golden.
Golden?
Yep.
Golden, okay. Golden. Gary Golden?
He's still trying to read.
Yeah, I'll give you tarnished bronze.
Tarn? A little bronzy.
Might be a fool's
Ben, do you have any updates from Perletti on this one?
Awfully. You slowed way down.
Oh,
come on.
I'll stay with me. I'll get another
come on,
here.
Stay with me. Have one of these brownies.
I've got two items for you to come up with.
Yeah, I don't want to take those home. How come you guys aren't eating them?
These?
I think the phone just hung up.
I know what's in them, and
oh,
I know.
Where are the EWS?
I'm just going to see the EWS.
All right, we're going. I can see some brownie eyes.
Yeah.
You've got those brownie eyes.
Oh, Eric's picking up.
Oh, those brownie eyes.
You've got those brownie eyes.
There we go.
What are you saying? Please tell me when you don't have karaoke night that I'm not invited. Okay.
Probably
right
not
here.
In this corner here.
No, it's right here.
Do 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 do.
So
here we go. Here we go. He's up. What do you got?
I want to go over this again. Exactly what the work's being done. We're just looking at the location. The location is going to be the AWS intakes at the first powerhouse. In front of 1-1-37.
Right. Those do not need to be shut down for the survey work.
3739.
It says that they can shoot the spillway, B1 powerhouse, B2 fish unit areas without taking the AWSs out. For the Bradford Island and Cascade Island fish ladder AWSs. Well, now 39 and 37, we had plunked those areas in a little rowboat. So we don't necessarily need the surveyor to go in there. It would be nice to have that all professionally done.
And we're talking about the time of the day. Did you guys come up with
it? Sometime afternoon.
Afternoon. Now, this is exit time. This isn't ladder window passage time. So, talking about having the impact for the first powerhouse is just the presence of the boats putzing around out there in the forebay in front of the exit. That's really what we're talking about. And they're not going to be right at the exit, are they? Well, they probably will.
For about
there's a lot of
minutes.
Stuff out there. Yeah, that should be no problem.
Okay.
Now then, the other side is going to be in front of the Cascade Island and B Branch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that where they've shut down the AWS? Because they did shut down the AWS.
Is there really a problem
four.
There?
By 4534. What we're
trying. Just crank open a couple of gates. We'll get rid of all that stuff.
I suppose we could, but we hadn't considered that option. We were going to do an entire forebay survey because of the potential for Conda Dam to actually finally come out and all that sediment that could come down. We need to have a baseline so that we know what we're dealing with.
Okay, I understand. Okay. Yeah, I don't... Those two... So then you have to shut down the AWSs and both of those? Why would you have to shut down the AWSs there if you don't have to...
Because you'll be within 50 feet of those AWSs. So, in case somebody falls in and gets sucked into the valve,
their leg gets wedged between the bars.
Right. It's for safety.
Uh-huh. But not at the other powerhouse. At the powerhouse, which has the same size racks. But, sorry.
I
don't quite understand. Consistency is don't go there. Otherwise, it could go backwards. Okay.
They can stay 50 feet away depending upon the depth of the water in some areas. So,
These are, okay.
Wow. Side shooting sonar, blah.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock.
I think if they have to shut down the AWS, for those that shut down the AWS, do that at noon. The rest of it, I don't care.
Cascade Island's a no-brainer.
I don't know.
Because there's, it is too. There's that flow through there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dive on a brownie. 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock? 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock? That's all you need to know.
This fiscal year.
What's the school year?
When in September you're in, are you doing it towards the end?
Late September. It'll be after
the what was the date again, Ben?
Late September.
Oh, late September. That's right. Yeah.
1 o'clock.
Yeah. For the work we have to say 12 and then make them.
We got to get it done, I guess.
Yeah. Where you're turning the AWS off, do that stuff after 1. If you're not turning the AWS off and you're just out the 4 bay, then I don't care.
Okay.
That would actually be good to do in the morning because you're not going to have many fish up with that in the 4 bay by then.
Yeah.
But I don't see a boat
that's a good point.
Flopping around there causing a problem for the adults anyway. So,
plan on any AWS work after 1 o'clock.
So now we have the Washington Shore exit.
No. If they're doing that, that'd be a problem.
And it's believed they can throttle it down just enough so that the surface is
calm.
Calm. Yeah. They're going to have to actually get inside the log boom for that one.
So they're going to throw the log booms.
Fish count being bare.
Might have more going back down, I suppose.
Get more up down.
If I need to count, I don't count that day.
No, for a brief period of time. I mean, if they can do this in the 15-20 minute time frame that they think they can, then it should be.
Wait for the smoking break that the counters take and then quickly get to do it.
That's right, the 10 minute break.
The top of the hour?
No, 10 minutes before the hour.
10 before.
Yeah, okay.
They're not going to fall back in 10 minutes, are they? All that distance?
I'm not too worried.
We're talking John McNamara.
All right. 1 o'clock you going with for the AWS work for all of this?
I like Tom's idea of doing it in the morning.
Okay.
Because Bill's count window counts, and those fish are moving out through the system. And
it takes a little while.
It'll be out there in the afternoon, I suppose.
Then let's do it early morning and get it done.
Yeah, okay, so noon for closing down the AWS and early morning for everything else?
Well, I'm just saying is do everything and then do your AWS stuff, like, because it's going to take you a little while to do all this.
Yeah, sure. No,
so when you do your AWS stuff afternoon, do everything else you can before the morning.
Okay. Sounds good.
But I'm not super worried if you do something.
No, the issue of disturbance in the far bay doesn't bother as much as the AWS going down.
Exactly.
Why does it have to go down on the on the Washington Shore exit?
Because they'll be inside the log boom, and if somebody falls off the boat,
there's no safety.
They will get stuck on the trash rack, and they could perish. Right there on the trash rack, while all of us stand on the shore and we can.
I'm just a little bit.
You don't want to have a Darwin experiment?
Silly. But you wouldn't even. You'd have to. You could be unconscious, I suppose.
Yeah, as you
subconscious, and
when the guy hits you with a hammer in the boat, knocks you out, then throws you off the boat,
and you have to sink,
and
because you can't.
Float. Well, they put weight on you before they throw you off the boat.
Remind me to stay away from there.
All right,
we're very safety conscious in the core.
Decides to go off the side.
We are now moving on quickly.
So
okay,
we all agree. Thank you.
No, no way.
This is a little one. Okay, I'll take it. I'll take the little
A. That's all we want.
This is a little A.
My little A is different than everybody else's, though.
Okay.
I'm not going to talk to you.
We had so much fun on the Bonneville survey topic. We're going to move on to number 8.
How about a tail race?
How about a tail race survey of the spillway? Ben, are you leading that discussion as well?
I didn't realize I was leading the last one.
Neither did we.
You did such a good job.
So the same week that we're doing the 4-bay survey, they'd like to get in and do the tail race survey, and the outage that they're requesting is the standard. The attraction flow will be turned off when they're doing that bay, and then it'll be turned back on, and they'll go and do the other side.
What's this work for?
That's for the erosion, the spillway
erosion
main dam. Yeah.
You miss holes.
Yes, checking the holes. Or sturgeon.
Sturgeon habitat.
Yeah.
Any objections to that? We've done it before. Do it the same way.
We've done it.
All right. Great.
This is late September?
It'll be the same week as the 4-bay survey.
Okay.
Good.
Saving money on this one.
Hey, Ben, good job. You're on a roll. And,
thank you.
And so for that,
we're going to take the next one.
We're going to reward you with the number 9 Bonneville WEC model validation testing.
Okay. That's testing I brought up a while back that was going to be nearly a month long, like 3.5 weeks, I believe. Units 1 and 2 seems a lot less relevant now that I got more information. Basically, that they're not going to run the units much. If this makes sense to anybody, one unit's going to be used as a motor for the other unit. It takes a week to set up the testing equipment and nearly as long to take it down, and about a week and a half to 2 weeks of testing. But it's literally running it for minutes at a time, then regrouping, meeting with all the folks, going over results, and doing it again at different levels. So as far as pulling fish over there, I think it's almost irrelevant. It's going to be about a week and a half to 2 weeks of running the unit on and off for those really short durations.
And when was this going to be going on?
It's not going to start now until probably the first week in October.
Oh.
Yeah.
So just a curiosity question. You said they're going to use one unit as a motor for the other one?
That's correct.
So is it going to pump water back up into the forebay?
No, I don't believe so. It's just, and I wish I could answer it better, but I don't understand it very well myself. It's a series of tests that they're going to do, some level of electrical test. They refer to them as special field tests. And they've done them in the past, and the folks from Voice have specialists, I guess, that are going to be here for this, apparently. And it's quite involved, and I was just told when I was trying to ask, you know, are you going to be running both units? How's this going to work? And they're like, no, one unit, which is going to function as a motor for the other one. And I actually didn't take any further than that. I certainly can if folks want more information,
but just curious.
It's basically instrumentation, installation, excitation of the unit, stator and rotor winding resistance test, on and on and on with this variety of tests that apparently are quite involved, but none of them result in the unit running for any length of time.
Does this involve all units, one powerhouse, both?
This is just units 1 and 2 that are involved in it.
Two units, powerhouse 1.
Yep.
Move on.
Okay.
Don, next.
Everyone's good with that.
Okay, thanks.
Wow, you want to do the next one too, Ben?
I don't even know what the next one is.
You don't want to, this one might take a few more minutes.
I don't know much about the corner collector hoist status. Actually, it looks like the 90% drawing just came out in the email about an hour ago.
Okay.
So who's
leading this discussion?
Medina was going to provide an update. And is it, Schwartz is not
ran away.
Here, so...
Is it any more of an update than was given at Fitterweek?
I have not heard of what
basically,
the
basically, it's not
going
to happen this year. Next year.
Well, that's...
That's not much of an update.
So, the one thing we talked at Fitterweek was, is there a way to dog this off? So, it's ugly, it's crappy, it's not a good way to do it, but if we could dog the gate off so you could just leave it in place and not have to actually have it clear the whole area and have to worry about wind constraints... Yes, you probably still might have to get a crane over there, but that would take out your wind concerns for this year. Is that something you could possibly do? I don't like that as a long-term solution. It doesn't solve. You still have to have a crane there, blah, 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 blah. But it might get out some of the wind issues, which is going to be ugly for next year because it was not fun this year at all.
And, Tom, for what it's worth, Shane Rourke sent out a revised schedule literally at 1:30 today, and Schwartz responded with everybody with that very question. So no one's responded yet, but he wrote that exact same request.
Yeah, I talked to him briefly before we broke for lunch.
Okay.
Glad to see you jumped on that one.
Yep, gosh. It's out there.
It must have been like a donut involved in there. So
shoot your donuts too.
Another question I'd like to pose, we kind of touched on this at Fitterweg, but... I'm not quite clear. Disregarding cost, if you had a mobile crane standing by, so it was rigged to this dog bulkhead, it wasn't actually supporting the weight, but it was ready to go, would it be in the way of other operations at the project? Could it just sit there waiting to be used, regardless of cost?
Crane.
Pardon?
That'd be an expensive mobile crane. Yeah. Use a mobile crane.
What? Okay. But
he said, ignoring costs.
Probably it'd be in the way sometimes.
Okay.
That's the same kind of answer I give my wife. That's why I get in trouble.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, is it an obvious problem or just...
blocks the tie crane rails. Yeah,
okay. I mean, that's what I'm trying to find
out.
You have
to have it tucked in there. And
okay.
If it was in a position where it could hold the bulkhead, it would have to block the tie crane rails.
Okay. That's what I was just trying to get an idea about.
That's why the dogging really doesn't help. It just it takes out the wind issue, but you still have to get a crane over there.
You could use a tie crane and pop it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's ready to go.
How much, I was kind of, you know, out of the picture the 6 months. Was it a big issue all summer?
Yeah. And it was mostly, preseason was the main problem. It occurred during the later season when we had, like, stuff break.
And, like, replaced the BGS.
Well, and hydrophones. Or when hydrophones went out and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was in April.
It was the worst. For
yeah,
gas.
We had in April. We had times when we couldn't turn it back on after it was shut off. That's the problem.
Because of the wind, rain, and the wind restriction.
The wind's blowing. You can't get out there. The next day, the wind's blowing. You can't get out there. So days go by, and the corner collector isn't in operation when it should be. That's the issue.
Right.
And I just don't understand. Yeah, why? You know, we all thought this was going to be done for next year, and it's not for you guys. But I mean, it's just. All of a sudden, the last Twitter review here, oh, no, it's going to be, it won't be ready until 12. This is just a waste.
Yeah, I don't understand
that at all.
I have to get up to speed on this. I have no idea why.
It was pretty hard, too.
I'm assuming it's a personnel issue and that kind of stuff. Can we find out? I mean, Dennis was talking briefly. He says he thinks we might even be past the point of return where even if we got personnel back, it's just not enough time.
Just shouldn't have got to this point, though.
I don't
That's
know.
Something that I...
What's
I
that?
Know.
They're all working on Minta.
Oh, yeah. To get flocked. I guess it's an engineering, district engineering.
Is
it's
Wall Wall having engineers to come
issue.
Out?
I guess...
I don't know. I just couldn't believe it when I hear
busy
that
with
stuff.
Them. Don't take
I mean, can we borrow some of your Wall Wall guys, engineers? I mean, really. This is CRFM funded, right?
Yes, it is.
Why can't we use Wall Wall as time and...
Maybe we could.
Let's think out of the box here.
If George were here, he could maybe give some clarity. But I thought he said at the Fitterweed meeting that it was a construction constraint.
He claimed 40 weeks of fabrication.
Fabrication, yeah. Actual construction.
Which sounded crazy to me because I had a calculus in 40 weeks. So
it's just what
40
is
weeks is a long time.
This is a sentence we said.
Well, for a hoist.
Hoist.
And it's not like this is a massive structure. This isn't going to be a massive hoist.
Not based on worldwide hoists. There's bigger things out there by far than this thing.
Well, I guess we need to have him report to the next Fitterwig, at least. Find out what's going on.
FPOM might be sooner.
Really?
Only if we have, a Jill post?
That's what I was just going to say.
That's what they need. They need a Jill post there.
Tie him to the Jill post.
That's what I'm thinking.
I guess just start bringing one here so you can pin them up to.
So I guess, the message he was going to bring was you already got the message. So.
Europe Creek Boys.
Well, we pushed back pretty hard at Fitterwig, and so I think it got, it was going to be some discussion here about alternatives. The dogging
is the big question.
I know Dennis has already brought that, as he said. He's bringing that back to the district.
So let's talk about it next month.
Because at least that eliminates one.
If it's dogged off, then
it's an option.
Train, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because then you don't have to worry about the wind restriction. You're not hauling this thing around. You're just dropping it in.
Move
it's
tight,
already
over
in,
boom.
In the slots.
So, Ben, I guess you might want to talk to Chief of Maintenance or whoever about that possibility as well.
What I'm wondering is if there aren't dogging slots there, can that be done this winter so that it can be used that
That's
next
question.
Year? So not just the question of can it be done now, but can it be modified to be done, at least for next year, knowing that the gantry's out and wind restrictions, all these other problems.
But they'll need an extension of the work period.
Okay.
Well, we turned the corner collector off early, so you've got all kinds of time to work on that.
All right, I'm hearing you. Let's move on.
Okay.
Not much I can do about it right now.
Like you said,
it's not personal.
Talk about a next F-bomb. All right, 11, McNary Transport.
Father, it's not personal.
It's
business.
business.
Just business as usual.
You'll wake up with a shad next to your pillow.
Headless.
Headless shad.
Bodiless.
102 centimeter shad.
You can arrange that.
All right.
Yeah.
So
I'll just take it from the FF.
From the Crit Fix research.
The same one. It's been sitting somewhere. Anyway.
It tasted good though, by the way.
McNary Transport, just to make sure everyone's on the same page, this is the time of year we typically are doing every other day barging. Based on some communications, we are now alternating between barging and trucking at McNary through the end of the barge season. So, through.
We covered this earlier.
Yeah. And so.
I thought I was.
Saying, don't worry, Deja.
Make sure that Doug added.
No, we didn't. We didn't talk about how we're alternating trucking and barging.
That's what I
well,
heard.
It's every other day, right?
Every other day.
Alternate days. Okay.
So now you said through the end of.
I don't think there's
barge,
anything we really need to discuss here. Is there?
August. We already went through the thing about going straight to trucking. No, we got two more barges. Let's just do it. Bum, 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 bum. We're done.
So the point is. We're going to be talking at some point, and we don't need to do it now, but just know that we're going to be talking at some point about triggers on this, because that's the long-term issue here is this a long-term solution? Is it not? The answer to that for me is there's very clearly this is not, we do not have agreement on the long-term solution here.
If you get the cop done.
Wow.
The transport cop and so, the McNary cop.
Yeah, you circled back nicely.
Wow. So,
is that?
Try to get them when they're sleeping.
That's a logical response. I'm sorry. You know, that's what guys do.
But we do have, we won't get into it now. I was prepared to kind of talk about how mortality ties back to water temperature.
Oh, you want to use that kind of trigger.
But we can talk about it later.
That's a later thing, yeah. It's going to have to be talked
about. But I just wanted people to understand that there's no long-term agreement on this yet.
So this is a small
issue. Future discussion. No, there's no agreement whatsoever.
Except for this season.
Except for this season. We have a plan for this season.
That was my understanding.
Yep. Okay. 12 is Little Goose Spillway Weir, which is out of service. Again, I guess I can just use this time as a highlight for a future discussion, which is kind of where we're going with this. Just briefly, in looking at adult fish passage at Little Goose since we shut this off,
oh, we know.
8:22 a.m.
4 days in a row
on Thursday.
We don't all know. I want to hear this.
Okay. Yeah. So for steelhead. At Little Goose, you guys can look at the fish numbers, but essentially, you know, we're averaging for weeks at Little Goose was consistently couple hundred.
This is before it was taken out.
Yeah,
for weeks.
For weeks before, it was consistently. You know,
in the low hundred.
In the low, yeah, maybe 200 or so on average. And then we took the weir out of service, and now for 6 days in a row, we've had over 1,000 steelhead passing per day.
Is that a seasonal change, or is that?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Well, that's the thing. Part of it is a seasonal.
The real story here is that at Ice Harbor. And low mo, you were seeing over 1,000 fish a day. When at Goose, you were seeing, I saw about 100 or even 80 on some days, real low. And I think it had dropped down to that level. And I didn't see what happened after the weir was pulled, but I did see that discrepancy.
Yes.
Day after day after day, there was an order of magnitude fewer fish passing goose than there was ice.
Okay. Yeah. Well, another one thing that was kind of telling, and the point in this is it's not just a steelhead problem either. You know, earlier this spring we did a really good job of documenting the fact that this is also a problem with Chinook.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that trend continued here
with Chinook.
Chinook also responded. We were consistently for Chinook passage, you know, getting down to in the 30, 40 fish
per day.
When the weir came out, it immediately went up to 100, like 149, then 162. So we more than doubled what we've been seeing for Chinook passage, even though, you know, Chinook numbers should have been dropping that time of year.
Summer Chinook then?
Yeah.
Sockeye didn't change.
Yeah, no, sockeye changed as well. I'm getting to that one next.
Yeah.
That's the point, is that it wasn't just steelhead that we saw a response on this when we took the weir out of service. Sockeye, which, you know, numbers before the weir came out of service, you know, we had a couple days of 1, you know, 4, 8, wow, single digit passage. The day we took the weir out of service, 38 sockeye passed. So, you know, that's a pretty big response, and then you know, we were then back down the day after was 8, then 8, then 2, 0, 1. Kind of
indicative of a keg jump situation.
Yeah. So the point is, this is going to be something that we're going to be discussing later, and I want Bill included.
How many fish died in the tail race while this was going on?
Well,
to the hook.
Yeah, it's more.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Fish.
How many died?
Fish,
how many were taken out?
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, to me, one, maybe this is not maybe the long-term solution, but maybe part of it would be kind of getting a gate hoist like we have at McNary, so that
not
we can.
Yeah, we take you about 10 years.
This is a weekend in Walla Walla. So,
show me the money. See it.
Don't worry, I'm gonna still bug you about the cops.
So
while you can,
if we can get a hoist on, so that
it becomes more automated.
Yeah, it becomes all more automated because we can't just shut the weir off. It takes a crane, a crew, a couple hours to rig it up.
Yeah.
If we can get it so that we can shut it off and then shut the weir off, it seems like that might be part of the long-term strategy. Maybe we do that.
How would you use that in a management or operational scheme?
You basically, like, say during the day, like every third or fourth day,
lift it.
Turn the RSW off during the day. Basically do one day without it on,
something like
and
that.
Then 3 days with it on. But then
or
at
some
night,
other
then at night,
yeah,
of course, turn it back on at night because
you know
don't have adults passing
if
at
it's
night.
Just two or three mornings a week, shut it off,
yeah,
and then turn it back on by 2 o'clock in the afternoon or something.
Yeah, actually get the ladders loaded or something.
I mean, there's been a lot of modeling effort done to locate the weir where it is for juveniles.
Someone thought it should have been bay over.
That's just us.
So, and at the same time, there may be a need to schedule another modeling trip to take a look at this. But the point is, I think it's pretty clear that
there's a flow band at certain thresholds where there's even the low crest causes problems.
Yeah.
Oh, low crest.
High crest.
Well, high crest.
High crest and
the low volume.
Yeah.
All right. Let's kick this one down the road now.
So.
If they can somewhere.
All right.
Just out of curiosity, Tim, I don't expect it, but what were the lamprey counts?
You know what? We've had. It's a good question because since the weir's been out of service, before the weir was out of service, we had a total of 5. Lamprey that had been counted at the window. Since the weir's out of service, 4 more have passed. So went from 5 to 9.
Does that mean something?
Double the
run.
So I don't know.
I was just wondering if it had an impact on that.
Yeah.
Suspecting not, but
interesting.
Yeah, hard to say.
Yeah. Okay. 13. Sockeye. Daily report count sheet elimination. This is on here, and Greg can fill in some gaps, but just kind of big picture, you know, the Snake River projects were sending a daily report that was faxed in, and this is what was going on back when we were getting you know, single digit, and then
90 for the season.
90 for the season.
Right. Yeah.
Obviously, well, you know,
I was here when they implemented this.
Yes.
That's how long ago it was?
We would still continue to do our normal adult fish counts that are posted on the web, like everything else. But to have this special count form that gets faxed in,
daily.
It seems like we can get rid of that.
Who did it go to, and what was it used?
Greg?
What happens with that fact sheet, or with that sheet? Now with numbers significantly higher, it interferes with the fish counter's accurate counting of fish, of salmonids going up the stream there. And what they got to do is they count the fish. As they go by the window, they see a group of sockeye. They got to write down that group, whatever it may be, 5-6 fish. They take the length, they take the visual condition of the fish. This was to distinguish back in the dark days between kokanee and sockeye. So we would tell Idaho, hey, you're going to get Lonesome Larry's twin brother back up there now, or it's just going to go up to Dwarf Shack here. So that's the only difference in what it was for, from what I understand, talking to Dave person. So the simple thing is, so we need, I'd like to eliminate that count sheet.
That's fine.
And I'd like to eliminate my counts, probably, the 10-minute counts I've had with that thing.
Okay. I would, on the surface of it, it sounds like, yeah, probably don't need it, but I would like the Corps to check with Idaho representation.
Okay, that'd be Mike Peterson.
Make sure they're not using it.
Well,
yeah.
Call Russ, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Idaho?
So who was it? Who was the information faxed to?
It was faxed to me. I collected the data, and it was also collected down to the Fish Field Unit 2 as a storage of information, too.
I was going to call the hatchery.
Did you give it to anybody, Greg?
The Fish Field Unit and also Mike Peterson in the state of Idaho.
Okay.
I will call our hatchery people and ask them if they ever used the data. I don't know if they ever
saw it.
Even saw it.
Yeah.
They probably didn't see it.
It was sent to Mike Peterson, who is Mike Peterson is the guy for Idaho Fish and Game who's kind of overseeing their sockeye program.
Okay. Well, I heard you mention whether they were kokanee going to Dvorak, so I thought, well, maybe it was important.
Yeah. That was a 16 inches.
I don't know what, or 16 I don't know why he said it.
He's just to make sure that we weren't saying, oh, there's to look at lengths of these fish to see, while they all about the same size, are some like a third the size, and maybe they're just a kokanee that escaped from Dvorak and was kind of milling around.
Yeah. The only thing I heard was the night count.
Yeah, the night counts.
That's
24-hour counts at Lower Granite Dam of sockeye between the run periods. And that includes the 10-minute period that they're off, and that's a video period of time. So the question is, how much longer do you want to continue on with the nighttime count? I know you'd like to keep it for a period of time.
Okay, there's two different issues. Yeah, the first issue is, we'll contact Idaho, Russ Kiefer, Mike Peterson to make sure that that they didn't need, they didn't have a specific need that we're unaware of with those sheets. If they say, oh yeah, that's fine, get rid of them, we have our counts that we can go to the Corps website and look at counts, that's good enough. Yeah. And everyone's okay with that piece.
Yes. That's all we'll get out of it.
Then now, Greg, you're bringing up the second piece about whether to continue night counts.
We need to continue the night counts with sockeye.
That's a different issue.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to talk to my tack rep on that.
Yeah,
and that kind of stuff. Okay. We've been using kind of a calibration.
We can bring that back at a later.
The problem with sockeye is that they do have
there's a higher propensity
of those.
Fish
we might want to keep it.
Okay,
well, just because that's part of our run.
Yeah, I know. The tack guys use that as I think these. Granted, as a calibration for run reconstruction, so I don't know how necessary it is.
We need to find out the magnitude of nighttime fish passage.
Maybe that was sort of like a question.
Because if we drop that, we're not going to think we're getting fewer fish.
I think that's the answer. Would be yes.
Okay.
We want that.
Well, got it. We'll keep night counts. Moving on.
Done.
14. Picketed leads. The question was raised by the Lamprey team, and it basically pushing for wanting to raise those picketed leads.
1 inch?
They actually said 1.5 inches.
Okay, so it was an inch at John Day, but another inch and a half because you got a bigger bigger problems, I guess.
The
Lamprey are bigger by the time they get there?
They're huge. The reason I think 1.5 was picked was just because at Lomo, the picketed lead spacing is actually 1.5, not 1 inch.
The grading is 1.5 inches.
So because it was 1.5, we haven't seen a problem with adult fish trying to weasel their way into that.
I don't present a problem with 1.5 inches. Gary, you'd be the one.
It'd only be sockeye that I'd be willing.
You'd be the only ones, and they're pretty much gone by now.
Right, and that's so why.
Do this for how long?
And the thing is,
this forever. Would likely be
forever.
Forever.
So it's not just
beginning
of the season.
Right.
I said it. 1.5 inches. What?
Now, there's kind of two parts to this question. We'll leave it, I think, to the project to figure out the best way to get that gap. If it's, you know, putting a little 1.5 inch block under on, you know, the corners of the picketed leads. But here's the other question: is if everyone's okay with that concept of type of block or something under that, which then the other piece is this something that we can do there? This winter seems like the obvious time to do it. The Lamprey team has been pushing to try to get it done like this month. And I don't know, I have...
Do you water the ladder?
No.
You just raise it, but you have to estimate it. You have to raise it 1.5 inches by best guess.
And then how are you going to hold it?
Well, that's the question.
Depending on the project, you need to pick it up by
some
crane.
Some might be able to do it.
Other projects, you need to pick it up by a winch.
Lamprey's still moving up there. I suppose they are up there.
We'll still get Lamprey counting until the middle of September.
I don't have a problem with doing it. I don't have at all problem changing it now. What I'm concerned about is that we don't know enough about sockeye and the Snake River with these to be able to say that we don't have a problem.
The only thing I
on the other hand, I don't see that 1 inch is enough to get Lamprey through. So
they've actually seen it worked at the lower projects. They
squeeze through it. 1 inch is...
Yeah, I think 1.5 inch is better. I'm just, the only reason I know 1 inch because we've done it at the lower project, we haven't seen a problem with sockeye, so I know that's where we're safe. Is it worth going to 1.5 inches? I mean, how big were the orifices that we put at McNair?
Oh, 3.5 inches.
Those are 3 inches.
3 inches?
Yeah. 3 inches? Yeah. 3 inch tall with a closed bowl.
18 inches wide, weren't they?
18 inches.
Yeah.
And we only saw, one or two sockeye that even needed to stuck their nose close to it. Right. Mm-hmm.
So but that's a little different.
I know.
You've got a whole,
I know.
It's
this big.
It's 3/4 or more of the ladder. Probably work.
Did we do 1.5 inches at bottom, though?
It was, I think, 1 inch.
1 inch block. We did a 1 inch block at morning.
But we can try it and see what we end up with. But what I don't want, or wouldn't want to have, is to find out you've got
right
stuck behind picket leads between.
Right. Poles. But the point is that Lomo, we have 1.5 inch
right.
gap,
and
we're not having
yet.
That. Lomo has 1.5 inch gaps.
But that's all vertical flow. Now you're going to horizontal flow.
Yeah, but a sockeye would go through a vertical opening of that size.
All I'm saying is you don't have a lot of
horizontal
experience yet. That's all I'm saying. Is that your sockeye experience is still a little bit, you know, I mean, we've had 2 years of fish.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, when we get lots of fish, we get to list them and don't care.
3 years. But 909, then 1219, now 21.
Fish.
100. So, yeah, I know.
A lot of fish.
I know.
Our recommendation is, yes, go to the 1.5 inches, and
okay.
We'll evaluate. We'll have to think about this winter.
The question will be this winter. The answer for now is yes, go to it for this year, but whether we stick that, maybe while the bulk of the sockeye runs going on, we have a way to drop it. So you need an adjustable.
Now,
or put a video camera behind it.
He's given up on that already.
A couple of the projects,
wires and plates on the upstream side.
A couple of the projects have expressed an interest in doing this now.
Yes.
So I think we can do it at some projects. What I don't want to promise is that we can do it at all projects because there are different configurations that may present some problems of doing it in season.
We'll do
so
what you can.
We'll do what we can this in season. The rest we'll move forward on during the winter maintenance
period. Bring an update to the next F-pump?
Bring an update next F-pump.
What Thank I'm you. Agreeing to is to raise them to 1.5 inches for the rest of this year.
Well, one thing you might consider if we want to do it just out of the box, if we put blocks on them, do a block every 18 inches. So it simulates what we saw at McNary.
That's an interesting point.
Just put a block on the bottom every 18 inches so you have 18-inch inch and a half, which...
Yeah. I don't really care, I guess, really. It's just a matter of we got to make sure the 1.5 inch just works okay. Right. I'm going to make a bottom. So we're not going to see fish go through there. What I'm more worried about is the vertical, actually, which you already have there.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Inch and a half, you haven't been worried about
that's
that.
A different issue, I know.
Have you been getting fish on there?
No, there's no reports of that from Lomo. It's been...
Somewhere, we had sockeye getting through picket leads to get behind the count station area somewhere.
Where was that John Day?
Bonneville.
I know Bonneville.
Bonneville
used to have problems with that.
Washington Shore.
Yeah, Washington Shore.
What was the spacing?
Those are one-inch gaps.
They were getting through that?
Yeah.
We don't know how they were getting there, but at Cascades Island and Washington Shore, we found sockeye behind the picket leads.
That's my scare. That's my concern about it.
And those are one-inch, though.
I know, but there may have been a wider than one-inch.
Somewhere.
Something got to an inch and a half, and sockeye got through. So, Tim, that's my concern.
Okay, got it.
And we just have to watch it. See, yep. As far as the bottom goes, I guess, I don't care. You know,
okay.
As long as we watch the situation, and if we start seeing sockeye getting caught, then we're going to have to...
Well, they can inspect that area very carefully because they do go to look at the picketed leads differential on their 3 times a week inspection.
Yeah,
so they can look in there. Put another box, hey, sockeye present?
The differential goes up, and it's all because of dead sockeye plastered on there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Everyone agrees to move forward with at the project's discretion?
For this year.
Yeah.
For this year.
Okay, for this year.
Yeah, and let's talk about how we do it for the future.
Yes.
Job security.
Okay.
We'll get with that.
Agenda item 15. Portland District Avian Hazing. Brian?
This was an item you guys requested to be on this agenda from Bitterwig for what we plan for avian hazing.
Mm, right.
Apparently there's a task group that's meeting next week, but I can tell you what operations is submitting is not a big task group, like an internal task group.
So a core group.
Sure. I don't even know who's on the... Okay. So at John Day, we anticipate the one vote outside the BRZ.
Yes.
That's what we're looking at going forward with. At the Dalles, we're not sure yet what they're planning on doing with avian lines, who's paying for it, or what that array will be. And then at Bonneville, it will be pretty much standard like it was this year.
Will you see at least one vote at the Dalles?
I have not received a recommendation from the people who are working on avian hazing at the Dalles yet, so I cannot tell you, and they need to get that information to me.
Who's that? Who's they? Is that
Schwartz
Davis
was, no, Schwartz is apparently on some group that's discussing avian hazing at the Dalles.
Is Tackley as well, or?
I would hope it's Tackley.
I think so.
But,
John
Day.
Were they going to talk with us at some point? Or?
Yeah,
well, I guess
I want to talk about
it. You've already made a decision to have one vote outside the BRZ, so that means they're looking at data and have determined
that
already?
That is what was recommended from field unit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked.
Seen that yet.
We talked about that one at Fitterwick briefly.
Did we?
Yeah. Okay. We talked about that one. It was the Dalles that we didn't talk about at all.
What did we have this year?
At John Day, we had two boats within
boats
the BRZ, but
we
oftentimes didn't use them, and we shipped them down to the Dalles.
Oh, right. But they were hazing inside the BRZ.
One boat.
Right, which we won't be doing if we're outside.
Right, but this was the first year of a full wire array.
And they basically said we didn't need to be there.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of talked about it, but I don't have any...
It would be nice to have some data.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Do you know when Nathan's report...
Which one? I saw the gut content one, by the way. Thank you for sending that during lunch hour. That was
so what you're saying is this is a recommendation and not a done deal?
Goals.
Right. This is just the recommendation at this time.
Okay.
We're just working on also trying to get our work plan together with USDA.
USDA, but yeah.
You need to have these conversations with us before you get too far down the road on those things.
That's what I'm concerned about is the data. If there are data to be analyzed, let's look at them. I'd love to know what the John Day survival was. I don't know if anybody here knows it, but I certainly haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it yet.
I don't know. I think that's really the key.
We need to know that.
As to what we do next.
They've got to be getting close.
Not just what we saw in the air, but what we saw, you know, as a result of survival. Mm-hmm. You know, day nights for mix of survival.
Right.
Those sort of things all have to be looked at before we make a decision to just run away from the John Day and move that effort. We may, instead of moving effort, we may need double effort.
Right.
And
yeah.
I don't know that. Probably. I hope not. And that, it seems like we shouldn't. But I don't want to say we don't. Yeah.
But I don't think we're asking you to make that decision right now.
It's just a, yeah, well, I think we really, what we saw this year was a lot of birds at Fidel's, and we weren't able to keep, there's all kinds of problems. There's a sound issue at the Dalles, too, with a lot of complaints from the
That was John Day.
No, it was the Dalles.
The Dalles got it too.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Well, Rufus, I'm not worried about.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're gonna worry about. I was gonna say you were gonna worry about the Rufus boy. That was Rick. That was Rick calling.
Complaining about.
They, you know, sit still, suffer backwards for a reason.
So. Well, look at John Day. They'll be half as loud. One boat, instead of two.
Bang, bang, bang. Yeah, exactly. So we have a lot of issues to work through there. Plus the, you know, what I thought we'd bring here and talk about here was the array
design
configuration and design.
I don't think we have any of that. So.
They don't have that. Schwartz was here this morning, and he was the one who was apparently meeting with the engineers on that. But I'm not meeting with them till next week, so I don't have that information.
The other small piece of information would be the Dalles survival.
Is that small piece?
No, it's not so small.
Those are all pieces that we need.
Obviously, we have to have a special fitter wig for this, for avian hazing, predation, survival data. I mean, hopefully before APEP.
And Bonneville.
You'll get that.
You're so optimistic.
Yeah, just, you know.
The only thing, Bonneville
the operation
is an odd one, in that I don't recall seeing much for gull activity, but the bypass survival was, Faber mentioned that they saw distinct day-night survival at Bonneville, which would indicate it's much lower during the day, so it makes you wonder about avian.
Yeah, unfortunately, he didn't break it out. He said he saw it, but he didn't break it out. So
I did see a breakout of that.
You got
it
breakout?
Was quite a bit different. So, yeah, I don't know what I was looking at. I did that memo, and I've been going through a lot of data.
Yeah, the previous year showed it.
I think it was previous years. But, there's something there that probably could just look at a little bit closer.
But, Gary, the John Day's proposal is based on basically success of the avian trade. It appears to be working beyond expectations. It just reflects what was happening this year. It was a pretty strong effect that avian line grid kept most of the birds away for smalls. It wasn't necessarily true during that bird period during the juvenile lamprey, which seems like gulls are much more inclined and interested in lamprey than they are in smalls.
I need to see that data then. Probably easier to
A couple years in a row now we've seen that response.
Yeah. Little black and
smalls. Yeah, I agree with that one. I have all the survival data at hand too, so we get all that stuff. That's the trend.
All right, so we'll bring this back and talk with Langsley and the group and find out what the status is and make sure this is a
special
meeting coming up. It's time. As far as our meetings with a operations meeting with USDA, we're just telling them.
Yeah, well, they'll probably have
given them a heads up what might be. We'll probably go the extreme side.
Yeah, tell them we may need double the effort, but I suspect that we'll just move effort like you guys were talking about.
Move one boat down, and I doubt we do hazing of the BRZ at John the Dalles.
The Dalles
spill.
Yeah, probably not.
I wouldn't want to be up there.
I wouldn't want to be there.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be up there. Safety boat or not.
Yeah, so that's why the wires are going to have to be pretty robust.
More stout.
Mm. Okay.
Further discussion.
So move on for now, though.
I've got one quick one. Is it time to add it here or into the other?
You hold on just one second. I just wanted to make sure we have two items to add. Okay. One here, and you have one. Well, I can make it one.
Okay, I'll go first. Okay, you can drop yours.
Yeah.
These afternoon meetings really aren't working well, are they?
Do we have this as an action?
No way you would have actually explained that in the powerhouse.
Just keep thinking of things that
from this sheet.
We should have waited.
We could have
finished that one. if we didn't have barge.
An action item for him to provide an update on what or explain what's meant by a full powerhouse outage at Goose and Grant in 2011. Okay, so there's a couple things. One is, I think Rick and Miro were requesting guidance from us on if additional sampling during high temperature times, if we want increased sampling of fish condition. Is that, I'll let you fill in some gaps based on this little.
Well, the reason that that came up was because this morning on my way here, I got a call from Greg, and he had looked at some fish this morning, and they were in worse condition than he expected them to be in, what he would like in order to see. And he had a whole bunch of dead shad arriving dead, which we don't normally see.
Adults or juveniles?
Juveniles.
Already?
Yeah. And so he was concerned that there may be something going on in the powerhouse. We're a little bit sensitive to, you know, some kind of a mortality passage problem because of what happened this spring, you know, earlier this year. And so he called me and said, you know, is there any provision for a follow-up sample to monitor whether or not, you know, if we think there may be a problem with the Norphus or something in the passage bypass system, is there any kind of provision in the FPP that we could do a follow-up sample or follow-up?
We're in reduced sampling now twice a week.
Right. And only for 6 hours. So that was the, you know, I talked to him after he finished doing the sample in the afternoon, and the problem had gone away, essentially. The shad mortality was gone, and there weren't any smolt. There was one smolt more. So he thinks it maybe was a problem with the unit that was offline that had some accumulation that came back online, or maybe something that got stuck underneath the switch gate because they had to move it back and forth, you know, just going in and out of sampling. So right now we don't have a problem, but it's still a good time to bring up the issue and see if you're amenable to the idea of doing a follow-up sample if we suspect a problem in the bypass system.
Yes.
So. And
that's the purpose of doing the.
That's
the
why we're doing this condition sampling.
If there's a problem, if you think there is one, then follow it up and check to see if there's a problem. Yeah,
so, what do we do specifically? Do we go to like 24 hour sample if we have suspicion of something, or some, the, you know, the 6 hour sample shows up a little bit of poor fish condition? What do we do then?
Just keep sampling, or.
For how long? For 24 hours?
Until the next 7 o'clock period. Yeah.
Is that what you're doing? When you do a sample, what you guys are running it for the night, all day, right?
No. John Day, it's just 7 to 1, 6 hours.
7 to 1?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Right.
Okay, I forgot.
Bonneville, it's still 24 hours. Yeah. John Day, it's just 6 hours. So.
Change form?
Yeah, I think a change form specifically for that kind of issue. You pick up the phone and you call everybody, but then we need to follow up on that. So what is that time period? I don't know. You guys are the experts, not me, on just condition sampling.
I would say a trigger for describe the trigger that would cause you to increase your sample, and then describe what you think that increased sample is, just the duration, time.
The trigger part is going to be a little bit tough because you don't have anything from the prior 3 days to look at or judge it on.
There's a reason
you
doing
it. Made a decision.
That's right.
To go out there and sample again because you saw something. What did you see?
Yeah, that's your trigger.
Today.
1 o'clock or.
You saw something, you came here and said...
That's my point, is the trigger is going to be a little difficult. It's more of a subjective decision based on the biologist's experience.
Yeah, but based on a spike in mortality or...
Write it down. You just said it. Okay. Write it down.
I thought you were looking for numbers.
No, it's up to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Come up with a trigger that makes sense.
Well, that's what I want. Because Greg knows what things should look like. So.
But do we need your approval prior to switching to 7?
I would say notify us that you're doing it, and then go do it, and then the onus is upon us to verify what you're showing us. And if it looks like it's a problem, we're going, oh, that's not something you should be sampling for. We can respond back to you at that time and say, no, this is not something they're like, oh, yeah, please tell us what you did.
Okay.
But yeah, it's...
I consider this sort of an emergency.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have the trigger on us to tell you no.
So we go for 24-hour sample, and if we determine that's enough, we go back to twice a week.
I think what you're hearing, though, is, like, for the next month, you are kind of being given the green light to use your discretion for sampling. In the meantime, get some language down in the change form that can describe this so that we can include that in the FPP.
So put down what you were going to use to make your decision on, and then what you're going to do.
And this is for modified.
For how long? And then run that.
It's for temperature modified.
In the meantime, during temperature by all means, if you see a problem,
sampling. Right.
It looks like a problem.
Yeah.
If Greg or Dean see something, look.
Okay. And tie it back. I think what you started out with was tying it back to temperature, high temperature. So just make sure that's clear in the change form.
Right.
We need the modified sampling.
Yep. Yep.
It'll just be additional language in that modified sampling protocol section.
Sounds good.
To confirm the finding. Yeah.
You guys did a check, though, on this one. Something like yesterday?
So Gary, since there was that time period of not sampling, all of a sudden these dead animals showed up.
Got it.
And it cleaned up over time. So switching a unit, switch gates, whatever.
First thing in the morning, it's not a problem.
Yeah. But if it persisted throughout that, then you kick it in.
It's whatever raises your eyebrows.
Okay. And obviously, if it's persistent. If it's something like you saw today, like first time.
Right, and then it cleared out.
And I think the point is...
We'll do that in the future, if necessary.
Yeah. And I think, there's a lot of trust with you guys. It's just... wanting to make sure we get the right language down so that when you guys retire, that we have the language in there that works.
They're never retiring.
Or you're on vacation.
There you go.
Or you're windsurfing in the gorge.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You put a Jill.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Additional issues. Tom, you wanted to go now?
Quick one. With the Lomo unit. With unit Lomo operation of, with one being a fixed blade and two being down, we went to five. Five has a higher unit loading, which is impacting our ability to do 17 KCFS spill like we're supposed to. Should we be using unit three so we can keep the 17?
Yes.
Good point. Those are bigger units.
Yeah, so the bigger unit has a higher thing.
4, 5,
so
6 and a higher.
Bigger numbers?
It's 14 instead of 11 or something like that. Because at our weekly fish passage meeting, Brandon brought up and says, hey, why is Lomo not hitting 17? And we all scratched our head, and I don't know.
And we learned.
And then you guys told us, oh, by the way, unit 2's out. We're now at 5, and then all of a sudden triggered, oh, 5's a bigger unit. So that's why we're not able to do 17. So, and I mean, it makes sense why we got the unit loading the way we do. Because we expect, you're going to have unit one on, then two, then five, not just one unit.
Right.
And that's kind of the headache we have. Is like if you're just going to pick one unit, it's probably different than the sequence we're going with through.
So change form.
I can do it.
So low flow unit priority.
Well, it'd be more of like if you're just going to have one unit on, keep the unit you've got.
Right.
But if you're just going to go to one,
it's the lowest.
You'd probably pick the smallest unit. You'd pick a 1 through 3
first. The lowest numbered unit.
First. Yeah.
Okay, so action item for Tom.
Yes.
Change form development.
Passage issues?
Well, it's more the fact that you're cutting back on what you instead of doing 17K spill, you're doing 15. So that.
Can we implement this right away?
Could you implement it now and then?
With a TMT or a teletype.
An RCC teletype.
In our agreement.
Well, we're having a TMT call tomorrow at 11.
Well, you can just do we're
at FOM. If we get agreement at FOM, FOM could do teletypes.
Okay,
let's
do
it. Follow it up with
is there any adult?
That's the thing is, if you're worried about adults, you'd be using 6, not 5.
There's
5 is still pretty much in the middle of the river. That's
certainly
the problem.
This is Lomo, right?
Lomo.
So you got two ladders.
Mm-hmm. Not
one.
That actually
that's
worked.
A good thing.
And they both actually seem to work, unlike Goose.
Yeah.
Well, if you had two, you'd be using two with just one unit.
Two's out. Five out is out this week. Three should be online right now.
Talking about Lomo.
Yeah, and that's why.
Actually, the closer you get to the.
That's news.
The shore, the better.
No, they told them earlier today.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
That's why I was at the barges. They said when the barge guy said, "Oh, we didn't have a problem."
Oh, that's right.
Yesterday, I said, "Well, that's when Unit 3 was on. Did we just solve it by having Unit 3 on, like you suggested at TMT?"
Right.
We might have.
You're going to want to have the unit closest to
the
shore anyway.
Exactly.
So the lowest one. I would say the guidance would be the lowest numbered unit available to be the one you want on.
And that's how it was. It used to be one, and then it was two, and then we went to five to try to balance it. But with two being out.
Fixed blade.
But one's a fixed blade,
two's out. Fixed blade, so that's why you had to put one further down in the priority list.
Yeah.
So you're going to come up with a change form.
I was saying, can we do a teletype? And yes,
I'll come up with a teletype from Doug saying change the unit priority to this.
To keep it as three first and then obviously go to five.
So how would you like it? Right now it's worded as is less than 100K bulk spill.
No, it's less than 70K. There's a change form on that. It's 70K.
What's that?
Okay.
There's a change form on that. It's 70K.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at 11LMN001. It was changed earlier this year.
Okay, I don't have that in here.
No, we probably don't. It's on the web.
Right.
So,
yeah, it's okay. From
so this is, we've got a couple of categories here in Lomo, under 100K and over 100K. So I assume this is
70K. So far below
that will now be 70.
That is now 70K.
Okay.
Nothing else changed behind that.
Okay.
So, I mean, basically, I would say do, it's now, I think the unit priority now is like 1, 2, 5.
No, it's 2, 5, 3.
2, 5, 3, 4, 6,
is
1.
It's 2, 5, 3.
We don't even have, when do we use 1?
1 and don't come on until in the end because it's a fixed blade unit.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I guess we go 2, 3, 5.
You'd have to change that way.
Yeah.
Because...
But didn't I hear five was just temporarily down?
If we get two back,
that's why we need teletype. Okay.
Yeah. You need a third.
Five may be back online tomorrow at five.
Fourth, and that's going to be when you're down to one unit.
No, today at five. Today's Thursday.
That you are
to
running the
smallest unit. Yeah.
Has that problem really
available?
Well, normally you're fine.
I mean, that's it's either, yeah.
Today's Thursday.
I mean, if you just made it 2-3, that would solve it too. And...
Well, would you want that for the condition you're talking about here, which would actually be higher flow?
At higher flow, it's going to be 2.
70 or less.
Look at that table.
Yeah.
Make 70 sure or less. Fits. You may want a third line.
We could go a third. Line. I mean, I guess that's the question, is what thinks the best cleanest way to do this? A third line saying, when using one unit operation, use the smallest number, use the smallest number
available.
Available.
Excluding one.
Excluding one.
I think the project wants to use 3 as a main unit.
Is one the fixed?
Yeah, one is fixed.
Two's
out, and
so
three's
out. Well, that's what we're wanting to do, too.
Yeah, so we need to come up with a new line that says when only one unit is operation, a turbine unit priority is...
Smallest, yeah.
I would just list them out.
List them out.
Yeah, go 2-3-1, and then...
2-3-1-5-6.
Right now, it's... Right now, it's 2-5-3-4-6-1.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's fine. Yeah, one is the last one. Because you wouldn't have one in there after three because it's still a single unit and you can't use one as a single unit, can you?
No, it's a fixed blade.
You can.
You can.
You're at the fixed volume, but then your spill has to fly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So one's out.
So it's essentially, but it becomes the last priority unit. So we just come up with a new line where we list all six units when we're using one, when one unit operation. Here's the priority.
Yeah.
Yep. Final for America is Eric's the only one that might care.
Yeah, if units are out of service, or we need the one unit operation.
He knows it's coming up.
He was here when he was here in it now. He left in the middle of it, so
I don't think they're going to squawk.
No.
They've been reaping the benefits for a little less spill, anyways, for a couple days.
Hey, that'll save us from water.
They've been saving some water.
We're going to use more of it.
Yeah. So, Doug, you got it now.
Well, so what would you like the final wording to be?
So, say, if using one unit operation only,
or units out of service.
Or unit with units out of service, start with, go 2, 3,
four,
I guess, do you want 4 or 5 is really the question.
I think station service.
I think probably go 5, okay. Then 4, then 6, then 1.
Yeah.
So I have 2, 3, 5, 4, 6, 1.
Yeah.
If yes. Using one unit only due to out of service.
Yes.
That said,
no, wait a minute. It isn't due to out of service. It's due to low flow conditions.
Low flow. 2 is out.
And we're going to have to assume.
No, this is whether 2 is
well,
or not.
Due to low flow or out of service, follow this order for one
right.
Unit.
Okay.
Yes.
So basically,
we're assuming, yeah.
You go to 2 unless it's out of service. If 2 is not available, you go to 3. If 3 is out of service, go to 5. If 5 is out of service, go to 4. If 4 is out of service, go to 6. And okay. If all 5 of those are out of service, well, you're really screwed.
Then yes. Does it make it easier to say,
that's
got,
what I'm wondering.
You've got less than 100K, over 100K. Do you want to split that 100K into even a lower band, couple lower
70.
Bands?
Well, it's already
70. You said it's already.
Cross,
I thought
cross
you said,
your 100 and put 70 there.
Yeah. Yeah. Again,
we have a change form revision. It's on the web that we.
That
removed.
Was the thought where we thought we need to change the.
Less than 70.
Less than 70 and over 70.
Yeah.
But I guess I would just think this would take.
On a turbine priority.
Isn't it fun though?
Bern, I agree with you. TMT, as far as you can coordinate things, if it's regionally coordinated through FPOM and go out and do good things, the only concern I would have is do we have any BPA approval here as far as. Generally, I don't think it's a good idea to change unit priority.
You're sitting here.
The only thing is, when is 5 supposed to come back on? Do we have a couple
today
more days?
Five.
It could be today.
He understands
today
that we're changing the unit priority.
I think
I mean,
it's.
You can call and tell them.
I was told it was going to be shortly, yesterday, which I think means like
today.
A day.
Today, 5 o'clock at least.
Or is he running away so you
I have no idea.
Or somebody
to say to send things out that are inconsistent with fish passes plan that are managed by FOG that change priority without.
Well, technically, you're being
consistent
with fish patch planks.
We had to come up yesterday at TMT in a different context.
Yeah. Well, then I would say the FPOM recommendation is to change that, and you coordinate it with Bill Berry or whoever you have to coordinate.
I'll coordinate with Steve tomorrow. He's the TMT rep, and what we'll try to do is work on, I'll follow up, make sure the language is right, and then you'll probably see Steve Barton.
Well, we'll be talking at 11.
That's right. We'll be talking at 11. So basically, I'll try to get everything in line so it can be brought up then.
So
and folks can.
You want what? Say the priority unit one more time.
It's 2, 3, 5, 4, 6, 1.
Switching 5 and 3 from
people. It's basically that's all you're doing is swapping them out.
I was going to grab them.
I mean, normally,
you're on board,
that
right?
2, 3, then 5.
Who's got a phone number?
2, 5. Makes a lot of sense.
Well, it's all right.
That'll make it happen
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Why not make it happen today?
I like this.
Or today.
Because this is that whole sensitivity. I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. We got the whole wall session in TMT on Wednesday for taking FPAC recommendations and implementing operations.
That was BPA that cared. That was Jim Litchfield, so.
That's fine, but I think it's the same issue.
See, that's the first time Litchfield and I
would be missing if we get BPA.
He said, why am I coming to TMT?
What's that?
What would we be missing if we get BPA's approval?
He's pretty funny.
Oh. What would be missing? I think that we need that.
I know. What I'm saying, let's call him. Let's get it today.
Okay. Is Scott available? Or you know what his comment was as far as calling in?
Well, he's usually.
We don't know that, but I don't have Volkman's number. We got
Tibetan. Yeah, it's to benefit. It's to benefit his concession.
Did he leave with all his stuff, or is he coming back?
Yeah, I think he left.
He's gone.
Gone.
Yeah, I think that was a.
Do you want his phone number?
Run out of
his
hand.
I got that.
I really don't
the
like
only thing I can think of is
I don't have that.
What
we set up is okay for the fish passage season. If we're down to one unit, because everything is.
Do you have a cell phone number?
Is that Bennett?
No.
Low flow.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is strictly a low flow situation.
Yeah.
But all
we're
doing.
Yeah.
Because normally, if we had two units on. You're going to have a small and a big, and you're going to have plenty of flow. You're not going to be impacted. Yeah. What this is doing, it's impacting your ability at 17.
Right. And we're not going to affect egress that much.
So we're going to have
a small effect.
That's right. So I'm going to have Scott call in.
All you can do is set a teletype that we're actually going to really increase spill, and you'll get a response from BPA instantaneously. Spill will go back to 17.
Probably called an emergency meeting over there.
Well, that unit. All
right, what's the calculations?
That will cost us $2.3 million.
So what's the...
Hi, Scott. We're talking about LOMO and the unit priority. Can you call into the FPOM meeting?
I said, no, I thought it was done.
Oh, okay. Good.
I've been on the whole time.
Oh, okay.
Well, it won't take that long if you don't even need to. By it'll only take as much time as it would take you to walk over here if you called in.
Or you just say yes.
Oh, there's some FPP change forms, I think.
It's unit priority. It's swapping unit 3 and 5 in the unit priority.
Yeah, what we want to do is swap unit the unit priority
at
from
LOMO.
5 to 3 at LOMO for single unit operation.
Smaller unit, though.
What's that?
Does it have a different range?
Yes.
Yeah,
so it's a small unit rather than a large unit.
Scott, currently in the fish passage plan, the turbine unit priority is 2, 3, 5, 4, 6, 1.
What's 2, 5 actually?
It's 2, 5.
He's out of service.
What Tom's proposing is go to 2, 3, 5, 4, 6, 1. So instead of, and it's the and 2, 5, and 3 are different size units.
Okay.
And okay. PPA says no problem. Sweet.
Okay.
Moving along.
So, all right, Scott. Thank you.
Okay, I'll come over to you. I want that.
Okay. Well, we're basically done. So
yeah, we're pretty much done.
Run.
I got a bunch of change forms here. I'm not done.
Yeah. You got a bunch of change forms. I got.
We have a couple other.
A couple
items.
Other items.
Better be quick.
Eric Volkman sent me an email on his way out the door. He says,
"Get it done."
Whoa, that's talking about being chicken meat.
I have to leave when the change form about the ice and trash sluiceway gates come up. Please let the group know that BPA is considering some options, including possibly suggesting a test. We're still trying to figure out what we are, where we're going to, what we're going to bring forward, and we'll let people know, and we'll be ready to discuss the next F-bomb.
Okay.
So.
He didn't.
A shot across the bow.
And I missed that, and I was talking to Stancil.
He had no problem with it.
Okay.
He's got.
I don't know. It's like whatever.
It's 2K CFS.
I don't even know about it.
2K CFS. What we do?
Numbers are dwindling.
Well, it's
only 2 weeks.
Huh?
Yeah. What was his message?
Okay. Two other issues from Tammy. First is lamprey counts.
So Sean couldn't be here, but he wanted to have a discussion about 24-hour lamprey counting at the Dalles and John Day in 2011. At the bi-monthly lamprey work group meeting, it was decided that better enumeration should be a priority. So.
Bonneville and John Day?
It's already
John
at
Day
Bonneville.
Bonneville's already
John
in the Dalles. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Chris Peary has submitted a proposal for the camera work, and he'd like to know what we could do with the resources we have, what has been done to get 24-hour counts at the Dalles and John Day and Ice Harbor, and what the agencies think about this plan. So Peary's proposal's in your FY11 AFEP pre-proposal package, so you just want to look at that. And thinking about it. And then the second one is he's going to put together a doodle poll to set up a 2011 the Dalles Sluiceway Operation Plan discussion based on the PNNL report. So he is looking at meeting in late September or early October and have some final decisions made by late October. And he would like to encourage FPOM reps to review the PNNL report. So those are just a couple of items he wanted to bring to your attention. The few of you that remain.
And they're going to dwindle.
Well, I think everybody here, let's just give it a thumbs up and move forward.
What's that?
The Dalles Sluiceway Operation.
Oh, yes, the Dalles Sluiceway Operation.
Any problem with that?
No.
All right. Done?
All right, then.
BPA says... please let the group know we're considering some options.
And
we'll be ready to discuss at next FPOM.
And we will entertain appropriately.
All right.
We're down to the hardcore here.
Down to the hard.
What is it?
Well, this has been an enjoyable day. I haven't felt rushed. This has been great.
9.
I would rather be a little rushed.
Don't forget, we make progress here in FPOM.
We do.
We make decisions. And
is that your mantra?
Yeah.
Is that your team mantra?
That's right. Practice?
Okay, moving on.
That's
so the only thing left is change forms, right?
Are we going through change forms?
And we don't need to go through change forms?
Task groups?
There's no updates for those right now.
Okay. Well, I have one question. I looked at those change forms, and the only one that I had any question or concern about was the Bonneville slow roll.
Yes.
We went to this 12, they've been off for more than 12 hours. Dan, are you still on the line?
I am.
Oh, God, you're on the side.
Boy, you're real glutton. Real glutton.
I am.
I thought we went to this, and then we still had a problem with the sturgeon, and you and I talked about just going to it for any outage.
What do you mean, for any duration?
Yeah.
We can put that. I think it's going to be obviously a lot easier once we're able to incorporate that into the, you know, automated system and have, you know, just run through digital governors. But I don't see why we couldn't.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay. I'm sure my BPL will probably push back a little bit and say, hey, like if the unit's down for like 15 minutes, we'll probably.
Well, I could go along with that, but I just, you know, it seems like. It wouldn't take the fish very long to get in there, and,
no.
And I'm pretty sure that we tried this, and we had another sturgeon incident. So that was when you and I talked, I thought, and you said, oh, yeah, we can do that, just like you did.
Yeah, and that one was, if you recall, I think that was an issue where we couldn't slow roll that particular unit.
Yes, that's right.
And as just a across-the-board safety, you know, decision, the chief of ops out here just made that call and said, we're going to do it with everything, just to be...
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Whatever. But, I don't know. I mean, I can take it to them in whatever form you guys think as far as a threshold. There's some level of, I don't know what that is. Do you say, you know, anything more than 30 minutes or just draw a line and say if it shuts off at all? I don't really know what's best, I guess.
Are there instances where it shuts down for just a few minutes and then is back up?
No, I guess that's my question. If we don't do 12 hours, do we just do any outage whatsoever? If it's off, if it's shut off at all and it's going to come back, we slow roll it every time?
Well, I would say that it has to be something less than an hour or something like that, because it really wouldn't take, if the fish are really concentrated, it wouldn't take them long to find their way into a...
Yeah, and actually, I don't even mind if you want that we don't even put a time in there and say... across the board, because I mean we know for a fact that they get in there pretty quick, even when we're, you know, when we have tail logs hanging from the crane and dropping them as quick as we can.
Okay, then listen, let's take the time period out of there.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
So you slow roll no matter what.
No matter what.
Okay, I can live with that.
Always come in person.
No, any Scott must have run.
He's a regular person.
Oh yeah, he said he was good.
Just to recap,
30. You were already.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
Go on.
Well, you just missed it. We settled the Dallas Sluiceway question.
That's quick. Full closed.
No. Half fully closed, half fully open.
The opposite.
Half closed, half open.
We closed every, opened every one of them.
Yeah. All right.
5%.
So for the others, you were going to suggest something, Tammy? For all of these? Are we going to go through them one at a time, or did you want to suggest something else?
The only one I am giving you guys a heads up on is 11 Bond 004 unit, turbine unit priorities, power of Bonneville, powers 1 and 2. After looking at this information we got from Derek Harbor at Powerhouse 2, I'm probably going to spend some time thinking about unit Powerhouse 2 priority.
Okay.
So probably want to do a change form later this year.
Powerhouse
changing the
two.
Order at the second powerhouse?
Yeah, I should try to tweak it a little more southern than it seems to be looking at the data. It's like we put a lot more north.
The change that's suggested is okay.
Yes.
There might be another one.
There might be additional changes.
Yeah. Moving 10 is fine, but there may be something else Tom's got.
That's what I was
giving you heads up. And there's also another one in there, the turbine unit priority.
That is for Appendix
A, right?
That's going to be the special case for the 100-day test of Unit 7.
I just want to make sure that was Appendix A because it was Chain Gate 7 and 6 flip and then Unit 7.
Yes.
Okay, those aren't permanent.
No.
And I don't see anything wrong with that one.
What number was that one?
That's 11 APPA Measure 1.
So these operating priority changes you think are okay?
Well, and I think the one up before that,
I don't know, but that's the one.
The Dallas Sluiceway?
That you referred to.
Should be done right away.
Is it too late to email?
Scott, is it your name? Change the gate. Ooh. We want to extend the cycle.
I don't think we're hiding anything in this evaluation of our fish.
Okay, so you're going to coordinate getting that unit
charge. Yeah, I'll grab some things up. We'll probably send that to all the EPA. Work on coordinating with Steve tomorrow. Hopefully it's all ducks are on row for the call tomorrow, and then we could acknowledge it in the call, and then we would cancel it.
Okay.
Does that sound reasonable?
Well, I was hoping to get it done today.
Well, to make it to be able to get 17 like we're supposed to, we need to have the smaller unit.
I didn't want it to be partial FOP
criteria. Or, hey, we're just following the FOP.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Right.
That's fine. We're not intending it to be taken still away.
Do you want to go through these change forms?
But the reason.
Well, I think we've almost done it.
Yeah, let's do it real quick.
Yeah. Okay, let's start at the beginning.
Powerhouse 2 Lamprey Ops.
Approve, or I'm going to bring Heineth over here.
Oh, jeez.
Or they'll just send a reporter.
Ooh! Did I sell me something?
I don't know what that means, but it sounded funny.
Apparently, I'm highly medicated.
You have, what, 8 slugs in you, and one of them's lead, the other 8 are, other 7 are bourbon?
Yeah.
Nice.
One you guys had discussed in June, and you were okay with implementing, but not yet changing the change form.
Okay.
Where do you stand?
Well, what it's really going to come down to is this okay to only float debris for a short period of time? That's what it's going to come down to. Is that going to be a problem for the project or not?
They've been doing this.
I know. Has it been a problem?
Years.
Well, no, floating debris, but floating debris for a shorter period of time instead of all night. And if they're fine with it, I should put it in, but that's just my 2 cents.
Did they remove it at night, or did they float it all night because they wanted to be there the next morning to get it out?
Yeah.
So your question is, will there be someone there to take the debris away that floaters up?
That was the hope, eventually.
They suck it through Unit 18, don't they?
That's
okay.
Those are larger trash racks.
So it gets sucked no matter what, then.
Yeah.
We haven't had much problem floating at a shorter duration.
Look at 18.
No, so Gary, are you all right with it?
I don't know.
All right.
Well spoken.
Would there be any concerns with soccer during the soccer season?
Yeah, but I don't know.
I do have one question. Tom, were you going to work at getting Unit 18 being lower on the priority list? Okay.
So no, I was going to go 11, 18, 12, and then try to do stuff more south than more north. We seem to be kind of more northern prioritized right now.
Okay.
All right, so
wouldn't affect the debris sucking.
Yeah. Let's skip over Bond 01 for now.
I'm going to skip that one.
Okay. Carry it over.
02 is updating and providing the table for the ice and trash sluiceway, the automated gates, and how they automate at what elevations. So if you have any issues with those,
check notes gives you the thumbs up.
Does that table tell you how much water is coming through it?
This one?
No.
It just tells you elevations.
Do you need an agenda to look at these?
You don't want to print out the 17 pages.
But if it does change the amount of water going through there, they're doing a lot of modeling that's real specific in that amount they're tracking. So if it's a couple of tenths different, they'd love to have it in the model.
It won't always be 2.5 feet, is what it looks like in some of these.
This is not gate choices. As Eric said, when the change form about ice and trash sluiceway, gate choices come up. Is that this one, or is that?
That's the Dalles.
That should be the Dalles.
Okay. 17.6.
Okay, so I'm saying this one was approved at the August FPOM meeting.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay, so Bond 03, that's updating that language that Benner had brought up last year. They're just deleting it.
Is it number 2 or something?
two has been approved.
And three should.
But you wanted information on the volume going through.
If they could provide that, that would be great, because it would impact their modeling efforts.
Whose modeling efforts?
They're trying to do an optimization model.
Askelson might be the one to ask about that. I can ask him. Okay, so 04, I heard that.
What was 03? I'm sorry, I was.
03 was just
one.
The deletion of the language underneath the little paper there. Thank you.
And it was deleted because?
It was outdated.
Okay.
All right, so change form bond 04. This moves unit 10 up in priority since it has the automated.
It's not outdated. Still can't do that. That is true. You can't meet 8 feet.
When tailwater is.
Tailwaters are that low.
Well, when tailwater is less than 13.5, you can still meet an 8 foot submergence because the sill is one or.
It's at zero, isn't it?
Zero.
Like
so I guess.
Two, I believe.
Oh, is it really that high? Two?
Do we have a task group to look at the 8 foot criteria someday?
Not at nearly 4 in the afternoon.
No, but form a task group, because I think we have the same problem with the Dalles with some at times, and then we have the Bonneville
and John
the close. We have the same for criteria, but is it really, really always needed, always everywhere?
They need it at the Dalles, I'm pretty sure.
John Day, Bonneville, run into problems.
Lowest tailwaters.
But there are some instances.
Well, Ben, are we missing this at low tailwaters?
Mm-hmm.
We get down to like, what's that sill at? 2 feet?
Two.
Okay, so that's a means a 10 foot tailwater. So you get down below 10 feet, and you lose it.
Yeah, but the
this one referenced some AWS conduit pressure, and it doesn't control that way anymore. And I don't really know why. Perhaps because we took so many diffusers out over there that it didn't, don't pressurize that conduit. I'm not sure, but it wasn't accurate.
Okay. Well, let's get rid of it.
Okay.
Just, we need to get that LOMO unit priority change, even though we just approved it. We need to have a change form and just a quick blurb explaining it, saying something like done to so that spill volume could be met at low flow, capturing it and bring it back here so that we can track why we did that.
Yeah, well, we have to track it.
So, if you can.
So the sill is at 7 foot elevation.
Are you talking like for a couple of minutes?
Oh, two. I was thinking the wrong way. The sill is at 2 feet elevation. So you still have three.
Joys.
Are you ready to move on to the next one?
Quickly, because I thought I need to go pick up kids.
So is 03, is that approved? I lost track.
Yes, approved.
All you're doing is crashing out that sentence, yes.
Okay, 04.
On 04, I heard that moving unit 10 up in the priority was okay. There may possibly be a Powerhouse 2 priority change coming.
I would say this one, just do this one. This is a separate one, and then Tom's going to put together a new one.
I will prepare the new one.
This is to be discussed.
So move this one on.
I'm just giving heads up that I'll be forming my own task group.
For next meeting.
Bond.
I can do it right now. You yourself and I.
It'll be a three-man task group.
So bond 05, I heard that we were taking out any length of time for a unit being idle or out of service.
Any seasonal criteria. Any time of year.
Oh, we're taking out the time of the year.
That's what I
thought it was the time of outage.
Thought it was the time of outage.
Yeah, I thought it was the time of year. Yeah, length of time that the unit is out of service.
Oh,
I understand. Not 12 hours, it's going to be.
So the time of year stays.
I did extend it by a month because I thought we ran into that issue a little later than we had thought. If you look at that, it was 30 April and I took it out to 30 June.
30 June, a couple months.
Two months, yeah, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
A couple months, and we're leaving taking out 12 hours.
It's
been idle for any length of time.
You change it right now.
I just changed it. So it's approved as changed.
We just
heard someone say that we know they get in there really quickly.
This way it's consistent and there's no questions. It's your unit starts up, you slow roll it. Okay, you guys.
Otherwise,
okay.
Operator.
Just project,
so Dell's O2 that's the ice and trash sluiceway. It sounds like that one needs more discussion.
That sounds that way.
Okay.
Wait. No. What?
Sorry, I'm
BPA didn't seem to be quite on board with this change form.
No, I think this needs to be done right away.
Which are we
in? What? We're just changing 5-3 to 8-3. We're just changing one gate to another.
We're fine with that. The part that Eric wanted. The part that Eric was going to bring up, and I believe is what came up, is what are we going to do this winter, for the fall?
That's still out there we talked about.
No, there's a fitter wig, and there's a net palm already coming up that came up.
So 7-6 you're good on?
Okay. Then I'm not going to worry about that one.
I didn't think you guys would be agreeing.
No, that's absolutely no problem.
It was confusing. We thought you had
this. I mean, this one, the way I see it, is it should be done right away.
Okay. Okay, so then the next one is the Appendix A.
I think we already did that one. Okay.
No, this is moving Unit 7 up to third in priority. So now it'll read 13710. Since we just moved 10 up in, or 110.73. I'll fix it. Anyhow, Unit 7 will be third in priority so we can get the 100-day test in.
Okie dokie.
Good?
Once you get the 100-day test, will it go back?
It'll go back to its normal
location. There's actually two things there. There's a chain gate for 6C is being moved from C. Actually, the ITS sluiceway opening is going to move from 6C to 7A.
That's already been done.
That's done.
Yep.
And that's in here. That's part of this. And the other part of it's Unit 7.
Right.
To get the and put over that sluiceway.
Okay. Now we're good with both.
Okay.
Good with both. After Denton test, then we go back.
Then
we'll
move
the chain gate again?
Yes. We'll move back to our normal chain gate.
Excellent.
All right, so that's all I have.
Okay.
Yay.
One thing, all of our FPOM meetings are on schedule, but I wanted to highlight the month of November.
Yeah.
November 18.
Which is a perfect day for an FPOM meeting.
What is 18?
Oh, no.
Is that somebody's birthday?
That's an OCT day.
Somebody's birthday.
We have a problem in October.
October's FPOMs?
What? Let's see. The 14th. Is that right?
October or November?
7th.
Well, I was talking about November. Let's do November 1st.
Where I'll be. Hanging at 47.
No, November 11th is a holiday.
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yes, it is.
And so is the 18th.
So is the 18th?
Yes.
No, it is not. And we should have FPOM on the 18th.
Because Tammy wants to make someone a special something.
So we're moving.
That's an SCT day.
November 18th?
Yes. The morning is an SCT meeting. So if you can have an FPOM meeting in the half a day.
Shit, not going to happen.
What about the day before that?
Is the 15th. That's normally TNT.
The 17th.
17th.
That'll only be a TNT.
That'll probably be an off TMT day meeting.
We're well
into that. But that's the chum's. That's chum.
Chum will be resolved the week before.
Think so? Okay.
Oh, yeah. You're either going to have done it or not.
Normally by the 10th here.
Well, what about on the 16th, an FPOM or FPAC can move its meeting?
To Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do that.
So November the 16th?
A Tuesday?
A Tuesday?
All day.
All day and we'll have to move.
Well, 9 to X. X today, absence will be 4 o'clock.
Well, there won't be barges, so.
And barges. Yeah,
November 16th.
November 16th.
It'll be an hour and a half barge.
And that's an FPAC meeting.
And if there's, yes, if there's a race,
that's...
That could be
better than me coming in on my birthday.
No, it's
not.
That's
a Tuesday, not a Wednesday.
After the fiscal year,
so you don't like the 16th?
What about Monday?
I should put a call on.
I'm out on Monday.
Or some kind of
I can't do Monday.
Are those new acoustic tags?
You can look at my calendar and know exactly.
Yes.
What about
the 25th?
What about Friday the 19th?
Yeah, the 25th.
For what?
We just found out that the 16th.
Yeah, that's my idea.
We don't.
Good Lord.
Friday the 19th?
Why don't we just skip November?
Yeah, skip it.
Do we need a meeting?
I have a big one in December.
Well, why don't we just have it, whatever kind of meeting we need in the afternoon of the 18th, which is after SCT.
All right, party. Party.
Okay.
I'll buy you a beer afterwards.
What? But if, what I'm saying is, if we can skip a whole month, can't we have a meeting in a half a day?
I would say put it down for half a day
and have only the issues that we need to address.
Leave it on the agenda. If there's no issues, we cancel it.
No, we're gonna.
We're gonna have it.
We will have it.
I'm just saying if there are no issues,
there'll be issues.
So let's. What afternoon does that mean?
Tell you what.
What.
18
Let's find out.
12 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
Let's find out if there's a TMT meeting on that day and see if we can schedule away from the 16th or 17th so we can have an upcoming meeting.
There shouldn't be one scheduled for the 17th.
Right?
If you're following 2 weeks
ahead.
You're right, okay. I didn't have it extended that far, so let's just go with the 17th and screw TMT.
I don't know that.
Okay, November 17 is up.
Got thumbs up all the way around.
Everyone's good with November 17.
I got scratch marks all over my calendar now. I just did not have them.
You use pencil.
Pencil. I don't remember that.
They do that.
When you use red ink, you can distinguish them.
Yeah.
Red ink's good.
Well, you should learn by now.
Have a brownie. 17th, November 17th.
Well, I really like that.
All day. All day.
We're all free the 11th.
We're going to have to start making some
winter afterwards.
And what does Chuck Norris say?
Okay, so November 17 we've nailed down for the November F-bomb. Gary?
0900.
Hey, we have an issue on October.
What? 0900.
Is that hunting season?
We should be in Walla Walla.
October? What do you mean October? On Walla Walla.
On the 14th.
On the 14th?
What for?
There's an SRWGA final proposal review unless that's been moved.
Well, that's what ticks me off. Everyone knows when F-POM is. What?
Well, talk to your...
talk to Marvin.
Schedule this.
Well,
that's Marvin. No respect.
Is that the 14th? I thought I wrote all those meetings down.
I told Marvin this.
Wait, well, wait a minute.
I have December 1 through the 2nd.
Put it. Send him an Outlook calendar and tell him.
The annual review for this year.
He needs to send me his
It starts the 29th. Okay.
There is a final proposal review. There is an annual review.
Oh, wrong month.
And
okay.
There's a follow-on, what was funded review. Yeah.
Well, we might have to change that because there's a TMT with a process meeting on Wednesday.
Yes, process meeting.
I told Marvin this way back. I mean, when this first came out, like April or May, I said, hey, you've got the, and he also scheduled it on, I think, the what was funded meeting in January is also on that problem.
Okay, I'll talk to Marvin. Our F-POM is October 14th.
And I think we should keep
Our January F-POM is going to be on the second Thursday of January, just like. And I'll let Marvin know that
there's two Fitterwick meetings.
We have. We're not going to start.
We're not changing it.
We're not going to start changing what we already have set up here. So if
he just didn't look.
Yeah.
Yes, and make sure that's on his calendar.
January 13th.
Every other.
Yeah, January
2nd, 13th. Thursday.
Well, it's
and
be
December 9th. Say F-bomb.
That's good.
Right. All day.
December 9th. Yep, December 9th is. That's the second Thursday, right?
Can I wrap some of those up for the kids?
December 9th.
Yep.
Yeah.
It'll be
December 9th.
So the only deviation will be November
18th.
It's 17th.
17th.
Instead of having it on the holiday.
Yeah,
on the
11th.
And just know November 18 is Burns' birthday, so we get to November 18. So the day after our F-POM. You're gonna have a party going all week.
Yeah, Tammy will bring extra special goodies.
That's right. Adjourn.
Wait. Scott is here now. We can ask him a question about all units off on the snake projects.
Where'd he go?
He's outside taking a call.
The note taker's done.
The sheet that Scott provided for us.
You want any of these?
Because that's a big question. I want answered.
I think it's really helpful.
I maybe should.
Is this for tomorrow?
No.